If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and...
Oh, that's it. I left Big Boy for this. Oh, no.
I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
What are you talking about?
So we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
And now...
Shut up, white girl!
Our feature presentation.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on...
Come on.
Aww. You have to sound more confused if you're going to be Kevin.
One time him, it ate to August, September 7th.
No one will ever know.
Wasn't yesterday the day that he came in with like 40 seconds left?
Oh, not even 40 seconds.
Yesterday, Mike got a call saying he was going to be late.
Yeah.
And then he arrived on time by breaking the sound barrier or something to get to the station. But today, what's the deal? Have we even heard anything?
No, I have not. But yesterday was weird. Because usually Kevin comes in, when he comes in right at the nick of time, he comes in with this worried look on his face. And he's like, he runs in.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he like strolled in like Fonzie. Like, that's right. Right on time.
I believe Check he said out. Red lights were just a suggestion.
I got 5 seconds to spare. What you looking at?
No, not a word today. God. He's probably still asleep.
Yeah, maybe so.
That could be.
It is, as I understand it, it is Tuesday, the 28th of... Y'all able to see the total eclipse of the moon this morning?
I saw the partial eclipse of the moon this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, this, I didn't know how clear it was. You know, sometimes you get lucky, you get a nice clear shot of the moon. But this was a total eclipse for those of us on the West Coast. Usually I read about these eclipses and I want to see them. And then you find out you can only see them in, you know, South America or something.
Right.
But this one was big and bold and bright and beautiful. And I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was very cool, too.
Yeah.
I just kind of caught the tail end of it. So that's why I didn't see the whole eclipse.
No, I know, because you have to get up pretty early to see it. But I set my alarm and got up and walked outside.
Did you really?
I know.
Oh, my God.
What?
He's such a skyophile.
Yeah. Hey, watch that kind of language. Hey. I don't know what that means, and I think I've just been insulted. I'm not sure.
A little bit.
So, new scandal. Love this. I don't remember ever seeing an administration with more different people in the party involved in sex scandals than this George Bush Republican administration. It's unbelievable how many there are. It's only, you know, within a month or so that Republican down in Louisiana had the prostitute sex scandal.
Right.
And now, and the reason I bring this one up is because I need some help from Psycho Mike. Now this Republican in Idaho, Larry Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently was in a men's room at the airport or something like that.
He was charged with lewd conduct in a men's restroom. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the part of the story that I need Mike's help on that I just, you know, I'm way out of my element here. I know Mike knows this stuff. Apparently, I guess it was an undercover cop or something that was in the restroom. And Representative Craig goes into a stall, sits down, and makes some sort of signal with tapping his foot that was known as a signal, some sort of a, you know, a gay clarion call to say,
I'm
hey,
here.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Often known as the triple tap or the lap, commonly called the lap tap in east of the Mississippi. You know, I could do it for you, but, you know, we're really not supposed to give it away. It's something that we keep secret.
Something only you gays know?
Yeah, I mean, if we want to go into the bathroom, I can show you, but I'm not really allowed to talk about it.
There's actually, it's like a secret handshake?
I guess so.
So that you do something and that they know that's what it means, and if they're not gay or on the prowl, then it's just a guy tapping his feet and it doesn't mean anything
to
them.
It's like a bird call, you know, for different species. You got different things, and you go, you sit down in the stall, and you're like, and that means, you know,
that's what you do,
butt time.
That is really interesting. I mean, you know, we always talk about how the beauty of this show is we always find out stuff that's a whole nother world that we've never known anything about because we're not in that world. I guess that makes sense that something like that would exist because, you know, how else would people know? You can't see them. You know, right. You're in a stall. But that's
it's
brilliant.
It's news to me, too. I didn't know.
It's like guys with fast cars. Car guys know there's certain hand signals when you see another dude on the freeway that's got a car with some power under the hood. There's certain signals that you send that guy that says, hey, you know, let's open these two cars up and go for a little drag race. I think the same goes for a little bit of the butt action.
let's open these two
men.
Up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's open these two up
and see what we got.
Representative Craig was arrested at the airport on June 11th, according to Roll Call, a Capitol Hill newspaper. According to police reports, Craig kept watching the undercover police officer through a crack in the bathroom stall. By the way, that's a little bit creepy.
Yes.
Looking through the crack in the stall. Craig then entered the next door stall and placed his luggage against the opening under the stall door. My experience has shown that individuals engaging in lewd conduct use their bags to block the view from the front of their stall, said the arresting officer, Sergeant Dave Kosnia. So that's part of it also, is you block so people can't see what's going on from outside in the regular part of the restroom.
Wow, this sure was an entrapment. This guy was, like, pushy.
I don't understand why undercover cops are at all concerned with gay sex. Really? I mean, you're sure you don't want an 8-year-old boy walking into a
right.
men's room and seeing it.
And but it's at a the public same time, place where everybody goes in an airport.
At the same time, I mean, you see these guys getting busted. Boy George was busted the same way. An undercover cop was in a bathroom. But
I
would think there's better undercover stings as far as cleaning up society than.
I agree.
And
I think both of you. If you walk into an airport on your way somewhere and. I don't know. I think that's a place where they probably shouldn't be doing it.
I also think you're right that I don't want.
Night, that's a little different.
I also don't want people in the United States, high-ranking people in the United States government, going around in airports looking for lovers. They could go to a bathhouse or something.
Well, I think, Lisa, you're onto something. I think both of you guys. I agree with both of you. I think maybe this needs to be airport security needs to be keeping an eye on things to make sure it stays family friendly in the restroom. It doesn't need to be a police matter.
Right.
Maybe that's the way.
Yeah.
The report continues at 12:16 hours. Craig tapped his right foot. I recognize this as a signal used by persons wishing to engage in lewd conduct. Craig tapped his toes several times and moved his foot closer to my foot. The presence of others did not seem to deter Craig as he moved his right foot so that it touched the side of my left foot, which was within my stall area. The report said that Craig swiped his hand beneath the stall divider several times, and the police officer showed his police identification under the stall. That's
that's
what that is.
Yeah.
Wow, this really is faceless sex, isn't it? You have no idea who's in the stall next door.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Glory hole. Nothing better than
what you mean is you heard that's the best, Mike. That's what you mean.
Glory hole's the best.
Well, anyway, that's the latest in the scandal-filled administration. Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig now in deep trouble, and now all the talk is that they're going to pressure him to not run again. And who knows? People are pretty forgiving of stuff like this. A lot of people have gone through something like this and still been reelected.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the election's still, you know, over a year away, so we'll see what happens. But I just thought that was – when I read about the code, I thought I can't wait to talk to Mike and find out what that's all about.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, there'd be serious repercussions if I talked about it on the air because it is so secretive. But if you want to go to a bathroom with me, a men's room, I can show you. I can
the
give
big
you.
Mafia would have their way with you if you said anything?
I mean, it's just an unwritten code.
All right. Well, let's talk about today's Lisa and Bean show.
Okay.
Let me see what we got going on. Well, you know, we got to talk to Pete Doherty's cat, of course.
Oh, my God, yes. That
Pete Doherty,
cat.
The British rock star who is nothing but trouble, 16 drug-related arrests in the last 2 years, and now it comes out after the birth of a litter of kittens. And by the way, should anyone have a pet who's having babies less than Pete Doherty? Is anyone less responsible to look after newborns than Pete Doherty? Now they find out one of the cats was on coke. So
you just have to assume that there's the coke just everywhere in that house. Just everywhere.
Which, by the way, is not responsible drug management at all, by the way.
No.
Well, but cats, I'm not a cat owner and never have been, but from what I understand, they get anywhere, right? You know, like if you put something up high enough, a dog really can't get to it because it's not going to climb up on your counters and stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't leave it on a dish, you know, you put it in Tupperware or something, or put it in the fridge, or put it somewhere where they can't get to it.
I'm pretty sure Pete Doherty's place is just covered in a thin layer of yayo all over. It's like a residue.
You think it's dust, it's not.
That is probably true. Also, a terrific actor back after a while off the big screen in a new film called Death Sentence. We'll talk to Kevin Bacon. That's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour here this morning. Today, we also try to figure out what the cult of Pinkberry is all about.
This thing
Talk about crack.
Yeah, and it happened overnight, it seems like. All of a sudden, there are pink berries everywhere, and there are people lined up out the door. I got an email from a friend who said, I drove from Glendale to Burbank every day last week at lunch to get pink berry.
That's silly.
I know. She can't stop.
And there's a lot of people like that. It's reaching cult status.
Yeah.
It's amazing. There's one right next to my apartment, and it's constantly jam-packed.
Now, I've never been to one, but isn't part of the mystery that nobody really knows what's in it?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be, you know, cat cocaine for all we know, right?
Yeah. Well, from what I understand, they used to claim it was frozen yogurt, and some loophole or some clause in the FDA said that you can't actually call it frozen yogurt because it doesn't have enough of the cultures and actual yogurt properties, so they have to just call it frozen yogurt-like dessert or something like that.
A frozen treat. Yeah. It's just pinkberry, man.
Ask producer Lightning to step in real quick, or if he's listening, then please step in.
Light, come in.
Also on the show today, the return of our girlfriend LaQuisha. You know, she watches the TV shows for us, and she has just been enamored of this new VH1 show called The Pickup Artist, where this guy goes on and tells losers how to find women, and you just can't believe this guy's not a loser.
Oh, this guy's a loser.
He's unbelievable.
It's pathetic, yeah.
So we'll get the update on that. We also have inside info from somebody. We got to be careful what we say here, but somebody who works or worked with douchebag magician Chris Angel, who has stories to tell of what Chris is like behind the TV. So I'm very excited to find out. Because we know he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to find out all the different ways that we're not even aware of that he's a douchebag.
Don't be a sucker.
Yeah, exactly. We got more tickets for the LA Invasion, which, as you know, is coming up on September 15th at the Home Depot Center. We'll give you a chance to win those just after 6 o'clock. Producer Lightning, did you call Kevin?
I did.
How long have you worked on this show?
What do you mean?
Well, why would you call him? God damn you! How long have you worked on this show?
I'm concerned for the man's
How long have you worked on this show?
16 years.
And what is the policy when somebody apparently oversleeps?
Let them oversleep so you can make fun of them later?
Yes. And then what part of let them oversleep means let's call him at 5:30?
Well, I took some of that into account because I called his cell phone, which I know doesn't ring in his house. What I called it for is, are you on your way update? Where are you in transit?
Are
I did not call his home. So I kind of did some of your plan. I didn't call him at home because that would have woken him.
Right. Next time, don't call him. If he's up and has a cell phone, he will call us. Right?
So is the plan just to see how long he sleeps?
Absolutely. Of course it is, Lisa. That's
well,
always been the plan.
It. You guys call me.
Yeah, but it's
and we
yeah,
call
but
Ralph.
It's way different for Lisa and Ralph.
I mean,
if Lisa or Ralph is even 5 minutes later than their normal show up time, which is a half hour early, then you worry about their condition. With Kevin, it's like always a gamble. You never know what's going on.
I was calling his cell phone expecting to hear, you know, sirens in the background. You know, something of that nature. No, I mean, if you want to wake Kevin up, you call his wife. I mean, because
what I'm saying is we don't want to wake Kevin up. It's funnier. You understand it's funnier if he wakes up at 7 than it is if he wakes up at 6.
I hear you. No phone call for me.
What the hell is wrong with you? That's not right.
Okay. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. So I think I covered the most of the bases there. Plus, apparently monkeys in Kenya now are being accused of sex crimes. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I know monkeys are more like humans than ever before, but they're grabbing ladies' boobs.
They're more like you than ever
before. It's crazy. So we if we can, we'll call Kenya. I don't know. You know, usually the international dialing doesn't work very well on this program. But to all of that coming up, it's an action-packed Kevin and Bean show. Of course, we get it started with Ralph Showbiz Beat right after this. It's 5:43 on the world-famous K-Rock. Tool on K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean, formerly known as the Kevin and Bean show. Now it's Ralph and Mike and Lisa and Bean show. Hey, the closer over there, the cop on the closer over there, Lisa. What's your theory? You came up with something. You have a plan?
Well, you mean for Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I think his wife is still out of town. And
or
I know,
left him, depending. We don't know.
Yeah, we're not sure yet. And I know every other Monday or so he has his poker game with his pals, and they stay out really late. Yeah. So.
Late night and then no wake-up call.
And then no wake-up call, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I can't imagine a grown man to be able to get out of bed on his own. That's true.
Well, man, you know, there's your problem right there.
Isn't Linus the assistant? Isn't he around to wake him up? Give him a nudge.
That's a great point.
In the morning, roll over and give him a nudge in the ribs with his penis.
We may have to talk to Kevin's gay assistant Linus later on. I don't know if Linus lives in the compound or if Linus has a separate apartment out back or what Linus's proximity is to the master bedroom. We'll have to find out.
Okay.
Anyway, your chance to win tickets for the L.A. Invasion coming up just after 6 o'clock. We're going to play Stump Rodney this morning, which is terrific because Rodney Bingenheimer, rock and roll legend, as you know, been on K-Rock for 65 years. He knows everything there is to know about the band. So if you've got a trivia question you think you can stump Rodney with about one of the bands playing the L.A. Invasion, call right now at 1-800-520-1067. Right now, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday morning. Good morning, Ralph.
The nice thing about playing Stump Rodney, too, is we never have to worry about Rodney being late because he sleeps in the drop ceiling here at the studio.
He crawls
up into the eaves. He's like the Phantom.
Right.
He puts on a mask and you just hear him scurrying around like a rodent in the drop ceiling. So we just knock three times and he drops down. So we know he'll be around. Ooh, they're far away. Can I get a little more paparazzi here?
Come on, guys.
Guys, a little closer. It's all right.
Over here, dude. Come
restraining
on.
Order's over.
Oh, that's better.
Okay.
Owen Wilson is pleading for his privacy after being hospitalized for what everyone seems to be reporting was a suicide attempt. He released a statement yesterday saying, "I ask that the media allow me to receive care and heal in private during this difficult time."
If you have attempted suicide, isn't there a mandatory 72-hour lockup?
Yes.
In a psychiatric
unit? Yeah, they got to make sure you're not going to try to off yourself again.
Yeah.
But this doesn't help his situation because now we're saying, well, what difficult time? What's the matter? What'd you do?
Right.
This guy's going to wish he had succeeded, I'll tell you, because for the next 6 months, every tabloid, every Access Hollywood Inside Hollywood Tonight Show is going to be reporting on the Owen Wilson suicide attempt.
Yeah.
He's going to have to live with it every day. He's not going to be able to avoid it, and it's going to be hell for him. So I feel for the guy. One newspaper is suggesting that astrology played the role.
Really?
Yes. The National Ledger says Owen Wilson's chart is made more complex with the addition of three planets in Libra, the sign of relationships, Mars, Uranus, and Jupiter. The partnerships are very important to him, and everyone is speculating Kate Hudson broke up with him recently, so maybe that's why it happened. It's all in the stars.
Oh, dear God. These people who believe in astrology, they ought to just send them all and force them to live in the interior of Australia in their own private little civilization, away from the rest of us.
Speaking of stars, Bean, I want to be the first to congratulate you. The National Council of Nerds called, and you are king of the nerds.
Are you talking about?
I set my alarm up early so I get up and see the eclipse.
Freaking Mo.
It doesn't happen very often.
It was
a
combo.
Total eclipse.
It was the 1-2 punch of, I set my alarm so I could step outside and watch the eclipse. And wait, why doesn't he keep his cocaine in Tupperware?
Giant
douche.
I'm just
saying, Pete Doherty, his cat should not be able to get into his drugs. That's all I'm saying.
I understand that part of it, but suggesting you keep your cocaine in Tupperware, it's where great-grandmothers keep their cocaine, but no one who ever used cocaine keeps it in his Tupperware.
Where do you keep yours? What do you think is a better spot, Ralph?
I would never do such a heinous drug as cocaine.
However,
but if I were to have it... I would keep it in a glass vial known as a bullet in a cigar box on the shelf.
And if you're traveling in the bottom of a Zippo underneath the
Exactly.
gas cartridge.
That'd be fine because your cat would stay away from that. Hey, you guys want some bad news?
I wouldn't put it in Tupperware like a big mo.
You're a homo.
You want some bad news?
What?
Sure.
Kevin's on the phone.
What? He's going to have to wait. This is the Showbiz Beat time. I got no time for talking to stragglers.
Can he just say hello?
I have no time for stragglers.
Kevin?
I just like to say that my astrology chart told me that today was a good day to sleep in.
Are you still drunk?
He sounds a little
sad. You sound loaded.
I'm not loaded.
I'm an astrology chart.
No, that's how he always sounds.
Oh, okay.
I wish I was loaded. I'll be there in a minute.
Right, thank you. Lisa's theory was that it was a combination of a poker game with the guys last night and wife being out of town, not being there to help you get up in the morning.
Pretty accurate.
Okay, that's what we thought.
And no help from Linus?
No, Linus would not wake me up. I'm very upset at him. I may fire him.
Well, he wanted to snuggle more. Like, who can blame him?
he was spooning you, and the moment was too magical. All right, we'll see you when you get here.
This is my astrology chart.
He's eating a burger topless on the floor right now. That's what Kevin's doing. I don't know, in Wilson's sidebar, apparently Daily Variety newspaper is reporting that his hospitalization could be problematic for two movies he's supposed to be starring in the next year. Tropic Thunder, which is the latest project he's supposed to work with Jack Black and Ben Stiller, and then Marley and Me, which he'll have a role opposite Jennifer Aniston. Those two projects may be in jeopardy depending on what happens with the outcome of this hospitalization, so we'll have to wait
and see. He's going to be on Jeopardy?
Marley and... Oh. Is it the insurance? Is that the issue?
Well, that and scheduling. See, everyone's got to get their movies done by next summer, Lisa, yeah, because there's going to be a big talent strike.
Right.
SAG and the Writers Guild are going to walk out because they're not happy with the contract. So everyone's in a hurry to get these productions done on time. And, well, you know what? In this case, though, if it keeps us from another Ben Stiller movie, maybe it's not the worst thing in the world if Owen takes his time getting well. Because, seriously. Britney Spears is being investigated for possible child abuse. Again.
Really?
What's this, like the second or third time they've been to her house?
Yeah.
TMZ.com says an unscheduled court hearing was held yesterday in Los Angeles featuring her lawyer, KFED's attorneys, and a lawyer from the L.A. County Council who was assigned to dependency court. Apparently, the L.A. County Department of Children and Family Services is conducting an active investigation. No word on the specifics of the allegations, but sources say they revolve around the children's dental hygiene, eating patterns, and sleeping patterns. So maybe, you know, putting Mountain Dew in a sippy cup isn't the best way to keep your kids' teeth healthy. But
whatever. Kevin, where's the baby?
I don't know. I thought you had him.
May not be a comedy bit, really.
Yeah.
Maybe the truth. Also, she's being investigated, I'm not kidding, by the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. I mentioned last week that her dog, London, little Yorkie, was wearing a cast on its leg.
Mm-hmm.
And they were investigating to see exactly how the Yorkie had broken its leg and why it wasn't treated appropriately and why she had to make an emergency trip to the vet. And they want to know what's up there.
Wow.
She needs to not have anything little that could die in her care.
Yeah, including a man. Speaking of little things you have to take care of, Jennifer Aniston knows what she wants for Christmas.
What?
A new baby.
Oh, no.
Really?
Sources tell Now Magazine that she's feeling her clock ticking, and she can't keep a man. So she wants to go the route of her good buddy Sheryl Crow, who brought home recently a little baby named Wyatt, adopted one, and she said now she'd like to adopt a baby. By the holidays.
It's so, all the rage.
Maybe Santa will bring one down the chimney for her.
The big bow.
You've been a good ex-friend star, Jennifer. Here's a little fetus.
Guess you wouldn't want to give her a fetus.
No.
That'd get messy.
Yeah.
Give her a full-born one, right? Santa knows that crap. I don't have to worry about it. He'll work it out. Does Lindsay Lohan have a rehab boyfriend? Gosh, I hope so.
She did
I'm
before.
Sure she does.
Because nothing says rehab more than complicated sexual relationships. In fact, they encourage it.
Sure.
Oh, no, wait a minute. They say you shouldn't get involved with anyone for... What's the deal, Psycho Mike? You've been through
this.
That's
like pretty much at the top of the list.
That's like a standard.
Number
right?
one
do
thing
not
you
enter
should not
any
do.
New relationship.
No matter how good or reasonable the person may seem, no matter how healthy the relationship may be ostensibly to you, stay away from relationships
for
about a year when you're into recovery.
Yeah. Well, apparently, Lindsay didn't follow that advice. According to CelebrityNewsGossip.com, which sounds very reliable. She is found a new man inside Cirque Lodge, the facility she's currently rehabbing in Utah. And in fact, she was discovered banging it out with him in the restroom at the facility.
Nice. So she doesn't need drugs for that.
I guess she doesn't. But
wow.
Look, sometimes people who have addictive personalities substitute sex for drugs and alcohol, you know. So maybe this is her way of self-medicating. What if she did the triple tap underneath the stall? What if she nudged him with her loafer, whatever, trying to get him
I do there? Get the impression that if you're in a room with Lindsay Lohan, if you just wait it out, you will have sex with her.
Well, once she gets to you, you got to work your way through
that's
the room.
True. You run into chicks like that, you know, in recovery and AA meetings, stuff like that. Girls that if you just show them the smallest amount of positive attention, they're yours. I mean, they will be your girlfriend forever if you want them to be and certainly have sex with you.
Yeah.
Not that I know.
I used to.
Because how would you know?
I used to hang out just at the sex addicts meetings. I'd go to the sexual addiction meetings and hang out in the back of the room.
The hottest chicks are Cocaine Anonymous, though.
Oh,
they're scorching hot chicks there all the time.
Sure, because that's where all the money
Tupperware?
Is.
Yep.
Can you put it in your Tupperware? Do you keep your cocaine in the Tupperware? Or do you put it in a mason jar down in the with the jams and jellies in the storm cellar?
Effing, just get off an island and grow up, will you?
Special cocaine dog lube. You keep it. Where do you keep it? Do you keep it in a cookie jar? Keep it in a perfume atomizer.
And all sorts of other 19th century relics.
Yeah. Keep it in the pickle barrel by the general store. I have a nice Tiffany lampshade I keep mine in.
What a geek.
And lastly, ABC, although they will not officially announce their lineup for the next Dancing with the Stars until tomorrow morning on Good Morning America, apparently the cast list has been leaked.
Oh, those teasers.
Those teasers. Here's your list of the new cast of ABC's Dancing with the Stars, which I'm assuming will return in the fall. Aaron Carter. He's Nick Carter's little brother.
Dreamy.
Oh, dear God.
Remember I Want Candy? Remember that song he sang?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good times. Wayne Newton.
Wow.
Yeah.
They always got to have an old one.
I want Wayne to dance so bad so when his girdle bursts, four people are injured in the explosion. It's going to be spectacular. Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks. God.
Why would he do that?
Well, he's a big look at me.
Wow.
He makes Lightning look shy.
Wow.
That's what Mark Cuban does.
Okay.
Cuban? Yeah. Jane Seymour.
Oh.
No kidding.
Jane Laidlaw, Frontier Nurse, or whatever her show was called.
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Yeah, that's it.
Frontier Nurse.
Tori Spelling, 90210. Oh, she'll be there.
There's another look at me.
As will her buddy Jenny Garth, also from 90210. Floyd Mayweather Jr.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Middleweight boxer, stud, dancer.
Isn't that unfair? As far as the footwork aspect and athleticism.
That's what they said about...
Well, they always have an athlete in every episode.
They said about...
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice and Emmitt Smith, too.
Yeah. Good point.
Speaking of athletes, Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, no.
Thank you, God.
There's always one, and now I have to watch.
The Incredible Hulk will be lumbering around the dance floor for our pleasures.
Ralph,
that's going to be great.
Tell everybody that knows him just as the Incredible Hulk and as an incredibly muscular man. Tell him what's special about Lou.
Lou has a long-time hearing issue. He is partially deaf.
Yay!
I'm glad it's not Singing with the Stars.
Because Lou tend to talk like this. Because he probably definitely never really officially worked on his language skills.
So, the interview portion, I hope he's on for a long time on that show. Nia Peeples from Fame and Texas Ranger.
Dude.
And North Shore.
And North Shore, my bad. How could I forget North Shore? Richard Quest, reporter from CNN.
What?
Formula One driver, Helio Castroneves.
Oh. Bingo's
on.
Helio.
He's very popular with the large segment of
cocaine in his Formula One car. Sabrina Bryan from the Cheetah Girls on the Disney Channel.
Oh.
And Giselle Bundchen.
Oh. Ooh, okay. Now we're talking.
That's our Stacey Keebler sex fix there.
Yeah.
Also, former Spice Girl Melanie B will be co-hosting the show along with Tom Bergeron. So there's your lineup for Lisa to watch Dancing with the Stars.
Ha! Nobody cares.
Come back in an hour. I got some other great stories I haven't had a chance to get to. We'll talk about the South Park guys. They inked a new deal with Comedy Central. How much money are they going to make? Charlize Theron, is she engaged or not? And the loss of the mustache on American television. We will deal with all those important issues in about an hour. Today's celebrity birthdays. David Soul, who played Detective Ken Hutchinson, Hutch, of Starsky and Hutch. He is 64 years old today. Oh, I loved me some Hutch. I was never really a Starsky man.
Hutch was cooler.
Hutch was cooler. Daniel Stern, very talented actor from many films, including the Home Alone movies. He's 50 years old today. Jack Black, speaking of him, our pal from Tenacious D and from very funny motion pictures. He's 38, as is Jason Priestley from Beverly Hills 90210. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 16 minutes after 6.
All right.
How's everybody doing? That.
Rodney on the Rock, 106.7. 1-800-520-1067.
Rodney's,
call now. And
this isn't your show.
Some of your favorite Beach Boys songs.
Actually, no, Rodney. We're going to give away some tickets for the L.A. Invasion. I'm glad you're here. In fact, you were here earlier than Kevin this morning, which I think is interesting. But
it's not hard.
We have calls on hold already. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play our favorite new game, Stump Rodney.
Yeah, wig, wham, bam.
Now, Rodney, the way the game is played is the callers on the phone all have trivia questions about bands that are playing the K-Rock L.A. Invasion. So they may have a Smashing Pumpkins question or a Chris Cornell, a Cypress Hill, Hot Hot Heat, whatever band it is they want to ask you a question about. If they're able to stump you, come up with a good question that you don't know the answer to, they go in the drawing to win tickets for the show on September 15th. You ready?
Tears for Fears.
Okay. We haven't asked a question yet.
Did I get it right?
No.
Rodney, who's been working here since the late 60s, knows everything about every band, so there's no way.
I love the 80s.
Okay, well, let's give it a try. Let's start with Steve in the City of Industry.
90s.
Okay, but Rodney, you listen up. He'll ask you a question, then you give him the
neutral
answer, okay?
About the 2000s.
Now, we're going to do drawing. We have one pair, right?
That's right, yes. Okay. Everybody goes into a drawing if they're able to stump Rodney.
All right.
Steve, good morning. You're on the air. Stump Rodney. Go ahead with your question.
What high school did Scott Weiland go to?
What high school did Scott Weiland go to?
Great question, Rodney. Right. Do you know that one?
High school. Africa Bambaataa.
Steve, is it Africa Bambaataa?
No, it was Edison High in Huntington Beach.
Oh, wow.
Bambaataa High.
Okay. You are in the drawing. Thank you, Steve. Please hold on. Who do you want to go to next?
Let's go to Anthony in Carson. Good morning, Anthony.
Hi. Can Rodney name one of Slash's side project bands?
Slash's side projects.
Yeah. Side projects.
He, of course, the guitarist for Velvet Revolver, Rodney, but he does work on a bunch of other projects, too. Just come up with one of them, is what Anthony's saying.
Eric.
I'm sorry?
Eric B. and Rakim.
Is it Eric B. and Rakim, Anthony?
No, one of them is Slash's Snake Pit.
Okay. Oh, that would have been a better answer.
Yeah, would have.
Okay. All right, you're in the drawing.
That's what I said.
All right, let's go to Mario, who is calling from Glendale. Good morning, Mario.
Hi. Rodney, what grunge band did David Grohl used to play for?
Cool Moe Dee.
Are you trying, Rodney?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I saw him play with them.
Is that correct, Mario? Is it Cool Moe Dee?
No, I'm sorry. That would be Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Now, Rodney, why wouldn't you think of Nirvana maybe the most popular K-Rock band of all time? Why would that not come to mind when you think Dave Grohl?
Seemed too easy.
Well, it wasn't
like
apparently.
A trick question.
Let's try.
1-800 Rodney on the Rock Show.
No, we got plenty of calls.
Halloween time. Don't eat those apples.
we got plenty of calls. Let's try Maribel. She's in Montebello. Maribel, you're on the air on the Kevin and Bean Show. Stump Rodney, what's your question about an LA Invasion band?
Hang on 1 second. I got to get to Maribel. What the hell's Maribel? Oh, there it is. Okay.
I couldn't have stalled any longer.
Yeah, I know, but I got to figure out what line they're on, dude.
Right.
Maribel in Montebello.
Yeah, hi. Back in the 90s, the Smashing Pumpkins came out an animated cartoon on the TV show. What was it?
Animated cartoon? Miami Sound Machine.
That's a band. That's
a cartoon.
I don't know that they. Maribel, is that the right answer? I'm guessing no.
No, it's The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Oh, Simpsons.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
You're qualified for the drawing, too. You've never heard of The Simpsons.
Don't watch it.
Wow.
You like the monkeys?
All right. We got time for just one more. Let's go down to line 7. Ignacio is on the line from Compton. Ignacio, stump Rodney. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rodney, I want to know, what was Cypress Hill's first music video?
Cypress Hill's first music video... Husker Du. Was it Husker Du?
No, I don't think it was.
I'm pretty sure it was.
What was it?
Just Kill a Man.
How to Just Kill a Man, their first one. Yeah, exactly. All right, very good. Hang on, let's do the drawing. Lisa May's got the names
Husker
of everybody.
Husker Du in Danish means do you know.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Roddy. Miraculously, everyone was able to stump you here this morning, Ralph. So they all have a chance of winning the tickets to the LA Invasion.
Did you call him Ralph?
Ralph's not here. I'm Rodney.
He's Rodney.
Rodney.
Different guy.
I saw Ralph walk behind you for a minute there. My bad. Sorry.
Oh, did you? Did he have his cocaine in Tupperware?
Lisa?
The winner's Steve from the City of Industry.
All right. First guy we talked to, Steve. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Irene Cara.
I love you guys.
Irene Cara.
No, this isn't even a question.
What a feeling.
It's K-Rock's LA Invasion.
That's so awesome.
It's K-Rock's LA Invasion, and you've got tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing. Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you, Alan Parsons.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wigwam, bam.
All of your words are not coming out the way you think they are, Kevin.
What do they sound like?
They sound squashed. They don't sound like they're fully elongated. You guys know what I'm talking about?
It's possible. I mean, I got up about 20 minutes ago. So
he still has a sleep crease on his face.
Oh, that's what it is. We're still looking at your pillow right now.
It's the Kevin Amin Show on K-Rock. Kevin Bacon joins us just after 7 o'clock this morning. Right now, the Kevin Amin Afro line is on the air, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. It's an answering machine. You call, you leave a message, we put it on the air.
Yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of rum that talks like a pirate day. Arrgh! I'm a happy pirate. All my friends want to hear about the butt, because I'm a happy pirate. Arrgh!
Wow.
That's Talk Like a Drunk Pirate Day, which must be a new holiday we haven't heard about yet.
I'm not sure we have screeners anymore.
You could be right.
You get the idea? No one's listening to those?
Yep.
All right. This is in reference to Hayden Panettiere, the cheerleader on Heroes' birthday. She turned 18, so now all of the thoughts that you've been having for a long time are legal, so you could actually speak them.
Quick question, guys. Is it wrong to go back and watch Hayden Panettiere's old movies and stuff before she was 18 and to it?
Yes.
It is, right?
Yes. Even though she's 18 now.
No, I don't think it is.
I think it is.
I don't think it is because she's 18.
But
if you're watching, yeah, if you're watching Heroes from last season when she was 17, still illegal and wrong.
It's looking at child porn after the kids have grown up.
Yeah, I guess.
That's still not
not really child porn.
Well.
Just her being
I'm
hot.
I'm just saying, if you were want to compare.
I definitely feel empowered by being 18,
yes.
By being able to call myself an adult.
Well, right. Right there with you, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, just try it and see what happens, dude. All right. Here's the other one. One of the shows that is just inconceivable that it's possible, that it's a popular on MTV is The Hills. And I can't watch it.
I'm addicted.
But I have to watch it.
Yes.
But I can't,
yes.
But I have to. It drives me crazy.
The Hills are crap.
Yeah, we did a recreation that didn't go quite as well as we had hyped. I hope. Midgets. We're going to call them, you know, a midget a day pretty much calls.
Mm-hmm.
Midget on a bike. 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 I saw a midget on a bike.
Lucky
okay.
Guy.
Thank you.
Talked to a Mexican chick yesterday who said that if you watch dog poop, if you watch a dog poop, you'll get a sty in your eye.
She insisted.
And then you say to take a cat's tail and rub it over the top of your eye, it goes away. And she didn't recognize that as being ridiculous.
I just watched a dog poop, and now I have cancer and AIDS.
Wow.
Ooh, that's rough.
Didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. I went to a party one night. Met a beautiful girl, and she, you know, was taking care of me down there. And when I was looking down at her, she stood up, and the top of her head hit my lip and busted my teeth through my lip.
Dude.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
Best of times, the worst of times.
Lisa May, Lisa May, you're the reason that I'm not gay. Psycho Mike, Psycho Mike. Makes me wish I was a giant dyke. Ralph Garman, you are the man.
Well done, sir.
Nice.
You know the song Dick Cheney?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. This one I think is based on that.
Bean, 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 homo, bean, 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 homo, bean, 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 homo, bean.
Pretty good song, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about overcoming weird fears. We talked phone call. We took phone calls from a bunch of people who were telling us all the different weird, bizarre stuff they were afraid of. And we kept asking, is there any point where you're going to get tired of it and try to kind of work your way through it? And all of them said no.
I'm afraid of Lisa May's naked body. Do you think you could send her over and help me overcome my fears?
See what he did there?
Sounds like a good plan.
Sounds like a good
face
plan.
It.
That's right.
Hey. Did you know there's a cable company called Cox Cable? And they have a pay-per-view service called Cox On Demand.
That's what they're called.
Delilah?
323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day.
This Pete Doherty has got to be stopped. And I don't know how the British legal system works, but it seems to me that if a guy has been arrested on drug-related charges 16 times in the last 2 or 3 years, that maybe he ought to be behind bars somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A little different than ours, clearly.
No kidding.
No kidding. 16 times. If you don't know who he is, if you only know his name from the tabloids, he's a musician. He's in a just all right band called Baby Shambles. He used to be in a really good band called the Libertines. And the guy is just he's just an addict. And now it's even worse, if you can believe it, because now apparently one of his cats has tested positive for cocaine. So let's dial him up and find out what's going on with Mr. Doherty, because this is just, you know, if we've learned anything with the Michael Vick story in the news, you know, do what you want to people. But once you start getting animals involved, that's when people start getting upset.
Yep. Is this Pete Doherty?
Oh, look at this.
Hello?
Hi there.
Meow. Hello. What's up?
Is this Pete Doherty?
No, Pete's not in. Can I take a message?
Is this his assistant or who?
No, it's not his assistant. I'm a bleeding cat.
Oh, you're one of the cats.
I've got no opposable thumbs, so I couldn't be anyone's assistant.
I see. Okay.
but you can answer the phone and talk to us?
Meow. I just knocked it off the cradle. Ah. Sometimes the cat's in the cradle. The silver spoon, you know?
So is this Dinger? Is this Pete's cat Dinger?
No. Dinger's my mom.
Oh, okay. So you're one of the kittens. Are you the one that has the cocaine in his bloodstream?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, yeah.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
It's all right. I quite like it.
Well, yeah.
It's great. I wish I could find some more.
Yeah. But
I wish, I wish I had a little more cocaine, frankly, because I could use a little bit right about now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Pete keeps all his cocaine locked up in Tupperware.
Well, that makes it difficult for you to get in, doesn't
it?
I
can't get to it.
That's what I've been saying.
Especially with our thumbs.
Now, here's the question that I had for you. So you were recently born to Dinger, Pete's cat.
Yes,
you're one of five kittens.
Yeah, I'm a crack kitty.
That's what I was wondering. You were born with the drugs in your system.
That's right. Yeah, I was born addicted. It's cruel, isn't it?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's even crueler when you can't get to the effing cocaine.
Yeah, sure.
That's especially cruel.
Once you're hooked, you can't
It's not so bad that I'm on it, but the fact that he won't give me any more, that's cruelty to animals right there.
Yeah, no kidding. You can't find anywhere, another stash, like in the bathroom or someplace else?
No, I looked everywhere, man. It's ridiculous. It's really, and it's so hard to score when you're a cat.
Yeah,
a lot of pushers don't want to deal with cats because we tend to pay for all drugs in hairballs.
Yeah, you don't really have cash at the ready.
No,
I understand.
No kitty cash.
Well, where did your mom find it?
I think she found it in an old pair of Kate Moss's knickers.
Ooh. Oh wow!
Yeah, for a while here, I thought there was a fish under the bed.
Oh,
but it turned out it was just some of Kate's old knickers.
Now, how long have you been addicted?
What time is it?
It's about quarter till.
My whole life.
Your whole life?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's incredible. It's so difficult. I mean, I'm starting to lose it a little bit, you know. I'm just jonesing for a line of coke so bad. I trying to keep myself busy. I've cleaned my own litter box 9 times just today.
Yeah, wow.
I've repapered the wallpaper on the flat.
Sure.
And I built Pete a guest house.
Jeez.
You're able to accomplish a lot. Do you think it's because of the cocaine?
No, I just think I'm naturally energetic.
Okay. All right. Now, do they
have a good question?
Excellent question.
Do they have something as a cat rehab?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they send you to Michael Vick's house.
Oh. You don't want that.
And you don't want that.
No.
Yeah.
No. Rehab, no. In the words of Amy Winehouse.
Right, of course. Right.
I wish I was her cat. I bet there's plenty of effing coke in her house.
Sure.
You definitely do sound like a cat that would live with Pete Doherty. I will tell you. You definitely, you're just like him, it sounds like.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, wait a minute. That's not a compliment at all.
Is he able to tell that you're hooked, or does he just not even know?
Pete's not able to tell if he's standing upright or not.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to get his attention.
Mm-hmm.
I've been biting his wanker.
Right.
Oh, ouch.
And he hasn't noticed yet.
How is his wanker available to you to bite?
It's always out.
Okay.
It's always flopping about.
Okay.
Like a herring.
Yeah, you need to, next time the door opens, you just need to make a run for it. You can definitely do better than Pete's house.
Yeah, living on the street. That's a great idea. Next thing you know, I'm giving up my tail for drug money. Nothing worse than a kitty prostitute.
Well, you know there isn't. What is the...
In fact, there's nothing like a kitty prostitute because there is none.
There is no such thing.
But I'd be the first if I lived on the streets.
That's true, yeah. Now, do you have any plan to get off cocaine, or are you just fine with it?
I'm pretty much fine with
it. Fine, okay, okay.
Yeah, I'd like to have a plan to get more cocaine.
Sure.
Sure.
But until I figure that out, you know, I'm one unhappy pussy.
That's what it sounds
like.
Sure, of course. That's what you mean.
In case the FCC is listening.
Of course.
All right.
Now, now, if Pete Doherty goes to jail, then what do you do?
Then I break him out.
You break him out of jail?
Yeah, I've got a plan.
What is it?
Open the cell door. Say, come on, Pete, let's go.
You have keys?
No. Huh. But I'm working on it.
Okay.
I've been watching a lot of Chris Angel Mind Freak.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Wow. Okay.
He doesn't seem to need him so much.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got a chance to catch up with you, Pete Doherty's cat's cat.
Yeah. So am I.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to us today. Best of luck.
Take care.
Hey.
Right.
Can I have some cocaine?
Well, no.
Why?
Because you're a cat.
No, Kevin, it's because it's illegal.
Oh, that's right. Good answer, Lisa.
Because it's illegal.
Shows you what Kevin's mind's at, doesn't it?
Now time for the Showbiz Beat with Ralph.
Good news if you're a fan like we are of South Park. It was just announced in The Hollywood Reporter that Comedy Central has inked a new deal with Matt Stone and Trey Parker, guaranteeing us South Park episodes through 2011.
Best show ever.
They've re-upped a three-season deal, which ends in 2008, so we're going to be guaranteed the 15th season of South Park. And the real story behind this deal is, for the first time ever, creators of a show are getting a 50-50 advertising split on all digital platforms. Not on the television, but anything that happens on the internet, anything that happens with cell phones, game consoles, computers, that kind of stuff,
okay. They
get a 50-50 deal with all the ad revenue created by that source. So the deal ends up being for them. How much money do you think they're making out of this deal? Between what they're paying them for syndication, DVD, new episodes on the channel, and then all this other internet stuff.
$20 million.
I laugh at your $20 million.
$40 million.
I blow my nose at your $40 million.
$80 million.
What? $75 million.
Wow. Oh, my God.
A $75 million deal for 3 years, for Matt and Trey, for cutting up construction paper. They cut construction paper up, and they move it, and they're making $75 million.
They cut it really good, though.
But they just cut up construction paper. I don't know if you're familiar with the show, but they take construction paper, and they cut it up, and then they move it, and they photograph it, and then they get $75 million.
But they do funny voices that sound just like their own. They do that, too.
For $75 million.
Yeah. Good for them.
Heard they're going to be paid off in nickels, by the way, which is not ideal. It's a lot of nickels.
But I don't think there was anybody in the world, including Matt and Trey, who would have predicted a show like that could go 15 years. It really is a phenomenon.
And it is a compliment to just original thinking and funny people. And you don't need an $80 million budget to make something funny. You don't need all the bells and whistles. You just have to have creative writing, funny guys, and a place to tell your story. So, congratulations to those guys. Reality television. You cannot escape it. I mentioned earlier today what the lineup was for Dancing with the Stars, which is just much too long to get into again because
it really is long.
It's like 408 people are going to be on the season.
Plus, it's bad.
But Fox's latest reality show is another music competition from the creators of American Idol. I mentioned this before when they were looking for contestants. The Next Great American Band is a American Idol type format show, but instead of cheesy karaoke singers, it's going to be musical groups.
You have a whole band up there.
Yeah, you have a whole band up there. So if you got a band, you might actually have a shot to win this competition.
Band packs.
See if you guys can enter.
Change your name, then you'll be ready.
They've just announced who the judges are going to be on the show. It's going to be a three-judge panel, just like American Idol. You've got John Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah.
Finally, a way for him to spend his time.
Sure.
Remind me off the air to tell you a funny story about Johnny Resnick.
Okay.
And Julian Barker.
Oh.
I know this.
It's a start.
Let's save those funny stories for off the air where they belong.
Well, it's probably actionable. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
can't wait.
Yeah. Sheila E.
Yes.
Prince's protege and drummer, Sheila E., will be one of the judges.
Okay.
As will Australian Idol judge Ian Dixon. And I'm guessing from his name, he's the...
Dixon
of the group.
Sure.
Right.
So,
I don't think we need a show like this ever.
That's what they said about American Idol, my friend.
Yep.
That's what we said about Dancing with the Stars, my friend. That's what we said about skating with celebrities, my friend. That's what we said about America's Got Talent, my friend.
You're already wrong.
You're wrong every
time.
You're
wrong the minute you open your mouth when you say, we don't need fill in the blank when it comes to reality.
Spelling bee. Right.
Do you know if these bands are supposed to play covers or original songs?
I believe both will be involved in the procedures.
That sounds more interesting to me than American Idol.
Might be cool to find a new undiscovered band. Yeah. And the best news? Ryan Seacrest is not hosting.
What? Yeah.
It's a Fox show that he is not hosting.
Yet.
They have tapped New Zealand Idol Dominic Bowden as the host.
It's so the guy that won?
The guy that won New Zealand Idol will be the host of this show. So there you go.
All right.
Charlize Theron is not engaged. In spite of what you may be hearing in all the tabloids, not engaged.
This comes up like every 2 years.
Yeah, now it's Star Magazine saying that her boyfriend Stuart Townsend popped the question while they're on vacation in Belize, and she said yes, and they're getting married. But Charlize has stepped up and said, no, it's not happening. For a long time, their position has been they're not going to get married until gays and lesbians have the same rights to get married, and they're holding off and holding steady to that as far as Charlize is concerned.
And you have long suggested, Ralph, that that is code from Charlize when she means until Ralph is available to marry me.
Right.
Until Ralph finally steps up and does the right thing. So, have to wait and see. And are you like the American Mustache Institute?
Probably not.
No.
Do you believe that there is a lack of mustaches on television today?
No.
Well, there is a lack, but am I upset by it? No.
You should be.
Really?
The AMI says the mustache went out of favor when Walter Cronkite and Tom Selleck left television in the 1980s. It's been downhill ever since
then. That was the turning point?
That was the turning point.
Wow. The AMI. Who would even start such a thing?
There really is a group like that?
Oh, yes. And they are not screwing around either. They claim that currently in America, there's a lot of ways to be discriminated against, religion, race, and gender, but they want facial hair added to that list. They claim that American men with mustaches are being discriminated against.
Don't these people have anything better to do with their time?
They claim that men with mustaches are now in the minority and get snubbed because of their fuzzy upper lips. In fact, a recent poll of women showed that half of them would refuse kissing a guy with a mustache. And
you know,
it gets worse.
Yeah.
It gets worse, Lisa May.
What?
The U.S. Supreme Court, believe it or not, ruled that it was okay for a trial lawyer to throw someone off of a jury using the pretext that they have a mustache.
No
what?
Way.
It's true.
Why?
Because it would say what about that person that they have a mustache?
I don't know, but some lawyer said, I don't want to have that that person in the jury's got a mustache.
Weird, a battle against mustache.
And they said, okay, you can.
Okay.
That's a reason to throw someone off of a jury. Well, the AMI is cheesed.
We need to speak to the AMI. I think we need to get a representative on and find out where this is going and what this is all about.
I agree. And I think we all need to start growing mustaches in protest. Who's with me? Who's with me?
I'm in.
Me and Psycho Mike. Right,
you
right.
Lisa waxed, could grow a mustache before
I
could.
Do it.
And Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
He, according to all the sources, attempted to kill himself this week. We heard about
guilty, that. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Oh, stop. But he has released a statement. This happened yesterday morning. I respectfully ask that the media allow me to receive care and heal in private during this difficult time. Shortly thereafter, the media released its own statement. Nope.
That's the only word on
The only word on the statement is nope. I saw Victoria Racanio from The Insider outside Cedars-Sinai Hospital just interviewing people going in and out of the hospital. It's like they were covering the moon landing. Out there. It was just tragic.
That's where they shot the moon landing as well, by the way.
At Cedars-Sinai?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Look, I know we can never know what's going on in a guy's personal life. By all accounts, as you pointed out yesterday, Ralph, he seems like a happy, successful, you know, friendly, upbeat guy. What on earth could be going on that would get him to this point? I mean, it can't just be breaking up with Kate Hudson, can it?
There's some sort of clinical depression going on.
He must have a magic vagina. That's all I got.
No kidding. Yeah.
Something going on.
Kate has a magical vagina. My own Wilson. I've been working on it. You like it?
Good.
Yeah, thanks.
Perfect.
Today's celebrity birthdays, David Soul. He was Hutch of Starsky and Hutch. One of the
As
great...
was Owen Wilson, by the way.
Hey, what the? You're absolutely right. That all ties together. He's 64 years old today. Jack Black from Tenacious D and from many, many funny motion pictures. One of my favorites. He's 38 years old today. Jason Priestley from Beverly Hills 90210. He turns 38. And Daniel Stern, one of my favorite character actors. Remember how good he was in that movie? where he did that thing.
He sure was.
Yeah. Great mustache, by the way.
Great mustache, too.
Email Ralph at krock.com with those details.
He's 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hello, 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Kevin DeBean Show.
Kevin, you have turned into Miss Teen South Carolina today. I hate to say this, but you're just you're befuddled.
Dude, I just like to hear the song completely end. Sometimes we talk over the end of it. It makes me mad.
What happened last night? How late were you out?
I wasn't out that late, but I didn't get sleep the night before much at all. And then I tried to take a nap yesterday and get any sleep.
Right.
So last night, then I ended up sleeping a lot.
Really into the morning.
And this morning.
Yeah, this morning. Yeah, partially.
Well, it sounds kind of rough. Why the hype on Pinkberry? Isn't it just yogurt? That's coming up later this hour on the Kevin DeBean Show. Also, our old pal LaQuisha stops by talking about the pickup artist on VH1. We got a call to Kenya to make. We got a guy who worked on the Chris Angel show who will tell us why Chris Angel really is a douchebag. It's not just a guess anymore. Now we have confirmed facts. Do we have Mr. Bacon? Do we have him on the phone?
We don't yet, no.
Okay, but we should talk to Kevin Bacon here in just a moment from the new film Death Sentence, which comes out on Friday. Here's a dude who's great in every movie that he does.
He is.
Yet lately hasn't acted all that much. And I suspect it's because his wife has the big high-profile TV gig. He just sits at home and lets her support him. That's what I suspect.
It's got to be a weird gig to work, you know, for 3 months or something and then have three, four, five, six months off.
Or as much time as you want. If you decide you don't want to work for a couple of years, you can do that.
That would be amazing.
I like it.
So anyway, we're going to talk to him in just a second. That does give us a little bit of time to play the South Carolina whore. We have time to play that, or did you already play it while I was sleeping?
No, we haven't yet.
From Miss Teen USA, the best question and the best answer ever, and then we'll talk to Kevin Bacon.
We begin with South Carolina.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries. So we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
See, that's why Bean and I don't host those kind of things, because we would say, what the F are you talking about?
I suspect she's brilliant. She was just nervous.
That's what you suspect?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you could kind of tell underneath there's brilliance going
on. Oh, sure, yeah.
Just a little nervous.
Nothing like brilliance.
Lisa, you understand that the reason 1 in 5 can't find America on the map is because they don't have maps. You understand that that was her answer?
Yeah, that's the first problem. People don't have maps. You can go online and find 1,000 maps if you want.
And you don't need maps if you're in school. They have maps in school that you can learn.
Maybe they don't anymore, such as the Iraq.
Such as, what? In such as.
Right. And how Iraq and South Africa got into that call, I don't know. But listeners were furiously emailing that to us yesterday. Just they couldn't wait to hear it on the radio. And we did play it a bunch yesterday, but it was worth going back and revisiting today. Because
I'm coming for some family time.
That's the wrong one. Ah, sorry, that's the Kevin Bacon clip.
It is spectacular. All right, what's going on with Mr. Bacon? I'd love to speak with him.
Kevin Bacon, scheduled to talk to us right now. Hey, Producer Lightning.
We were told.
Don't go to commercial yet, guys. He's coming.
That's great. We'd like to know when.
We were told 10 after, be sure to be on time because we really are going to have him. So we said, okay, and we were.
Almost 15 after.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think up a song while we're waiting. That's liberating, and we'll be true to you.
You may have made the right call sleeping in. You probably should have stayed in bed.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting till something's through.
We'll give it to the end of Mr. Rogers, and then we got a break. We got other stuff to do.
You know it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright. To think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting.
Got him. Just in time.
Oh, my.
Just in time. Kevin Bacon, good morning.
Hey, Rock.
Hey, how are you, man? Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Doing fine. Glad to get to talk to you. You know, we were commenting before we brought you on that it seems like we haven't seen as much of Kevin Bacon as we used to. It seems like it's been a long time since you had a movie out.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know. I lose track.
Well, I mean, you know, you got a guy like Samuel Jackson's in every other movie, so yeah. I guess we compare that to you, and you don't do all that many.
But you're less lazy, Kevin. That's what we're saying.
But this looks good. I saw the advertisement for it during the UFC fight on Saturday night. Because the clock, the fight clock, was brought to you by Death Sentence, his new movie.
Okay, cool.
So they talked to Kevin Bacon. Tell us about Death Sentence and what it is.
Death Sentence is an action thriller, and I play a dad whose son is killed in this kind of random gang initiation killing. And he makes the mistake of answering violence with violence and sort of starts this... terrible cycle that you know ends up taking pretty much everything he loves. But it's he goes from a transformation of being a very run of the mill ordinary guy to a killer.
Dude, wow! And is there a scene in this movie, did I hear this correctly, that you actually have to shave your head for real in this movie?
Yeah, I shaved my head. It was one of those things. I mean, a lot of people know this, but you rarely get a chance to shoot movies in sequence. You know, you have to shoot the end first and then the beginning and then the middle, and you know, it's all over the map. But in this case, I went to the director and I said, is there any, you know, he wanted to have this kind of shaved head as the character becomes this warrior and starts to look more and more like the gang members that he was actually going after. And I wasn't so hip on wearing wigs, you know, or bald caps. They're both not a lot of fun. They both involve a lot of time and a lot of maintenance. So,
right.
Is there any way you can actually do it? And we can do it on camera, and then we can shoot the rest of the movie afterwards. And they went with the schedule, and they were able to put it together that way. So, it's a pretty intense scene. I mean, you know, the camera's on a dolly track that's circling me, and the hair's flying off everywhere. And when they said cut, obviously you only get a chance to do it once.
I know you can't screw it up.
True.
Everything worked out great. The director came out and the hairstylist came out. She wanted to cut off the rest of, like, I had missed a bunch of patches in the back of my head. And he said, no, leave that. So when you see the character, you know, at the end of the movie, he's really looks like he's gone off the deep end because he's got these kind of rat tails hanging off the back.
And what about you as a guy, though, as a, you know, as a family man and as a citizen who has to walk around while you're filming that movie with the ratty hair? I mean, do people come up to you on the street and go, dude, Bacon looks like he's come on hard times?
Yeah, it does. It, you know, people definitely look, the thing about it is that people are constantly looking and judging me. And generally, they're making some kind of assessment about my hair. I can't tell you how often people will say to me, what's up with the hair?
Yeah, sure. About 2 to 3 weeks in, did you go, sure wish I wouldn't have cut all that off?
No, I was happy to do it. The only thing was my head was chilly, so I had a hat on most of the time.
We are talking to actor Kevin Bacon about the film called Death Sentence that opens up on Friday, and it is directed by James Wan, who I guess did the Saw movie. And this is one of those directors that you saw his work and said, dude, I want to work with him, right?
I really think he's fantastic. When you see the movie, you'll see some incredible camera work, and the movie is not a horror movie, it's an action movie, and he opted for no digital effects in this day and age.
Wow.
You know, it's really easy with a computer to basically put an actor in any kind of situation and, you know, have things blow up or, you know, cars crash, and, you know, a lot of that is done in post-production. But in this case, we shot everything, you know, in camera is what we say. It's all real. It's very visceral, and it gives the movie a great kind of gritty feel. It's kind of, you know, some of the chase sequences to me are kind of reminiscent of The French Connection.
You have you have kids, right, in real life?
I have two kids.
Yeah, because I do too, and I can imagine if something happened, you would throw your whole life away trying to get back to whoever did it.
Well, I think that
easily.
Like, yeah.
The feelings that you have when you have, you don't really understand the depth of emotion that is possible until you actually have children. That's a river that really runs deep. And I mean, I would hope that you know, in life, I think of myself as a nonviolent person. I hope that I wouldn't answer violence with violence. But the movie kind of raises the question of, you know, you don't really know what you do until you're in that situation.
Right.
And that's you know, kind of the hook, I guess.
What do you think about the just to change the subject for a second? What do you think about the remake of Footloose?
Well, unless I'm wrong, I think what, you know, the movie that I did was not a musical. I mean, it had music in it, but
right.
it wasn't like I wasn't breaking into songs.
Right.
And they took that and they made a Broadway musical of that. And I think what they're going to do is make a movie of the Broadway musical.
Ah, I got you.
It's not directly. It's the same kind of journey that Hairspray took from the John Waters film to a Broadway musical, and then the recent film. I wish them the best.
I also see sure. in your bio, according to IMDb, you're currently planning to conduct a rap music album with Little John.
I love IMDb.
Is that true? Is it not true?
I'm up with this stuff.
Not true?
No.
Well, you should think about it. I think it sounds good.
I didn't believe that well, but it is funny that somebody put it up there.
People, yeah, it's the weirdest thing. I mean, for instance, there's a movie called The Golden Compass that apparently I was in. I haven't gotten a check for it yet.
No, it's too bad. So look into that.
Until we had taken off IMDb, everybody would say, so tell me about The Golden Compass.
That's awesome. Well, listen, I know you got to go. The film is called Death Sentence, and it really does look – I mean, it sounds to me, just based on the way you described it, if you go to, you know, Bourne Ultimatum, you like that, it sounds like this is the next one you got to see, right?
Got to.
Fantastic. Kevin Bacon, thanks a lot for talking to us today. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. .7 K Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:30.
All right, so it's the Kevin and Bean Show. Blah blah blah. So I'm watching The Hills last night. Super boring episode, by the way. Spencer goes back to Montana or wherever the f his fiance Heidi lives and meets the family. That happens, and then Justin leaves Adriana at a party. That's the extent of what happened on all of 30 minutes of last night of The Hills last night on TV. Lame episode. But something caught my attention in the episode from last week, and that is the following exchange.
I'm supposed to work out.
What?
I'm supposed to work out in like an hour.
Are you going to?
I really don't want to.
Then don't. Skip it. Eat your pink berry and enjoy life.
Get your pink berry and enjoy life. And the pink berry is now the hottest thing in Southern California. Out of nowhere, almost overnight, it's now crackberry. Now, all the locations are wrapped around the clock. For people line up to get something that's sort of like yogurt.
A long line, yeah. It's not yogurt. It's not ice cream. It's pinkberry. And they won't tell anybody, you know, what it is exactly.
And nobody cares.
They
because
don't.
They are like, there's one that opened up by me maybe 3 months ago, I want to say. Didn't know what it was. Next thing I know, it seems like the next day there were lines out the door.
Lines out the door everywhere all day long.
Yeah.
They say they serve 1,500 people per day.
In each store.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
It's unbelievable. The first location, and anyone who has ever tried to start a business will be amazed by this. The first location started turning a profit within 1 month of opening its doors. Now, aren't there a million yogurt stores in Southern California?
Yes.
Aren't there a million places? I don't mean literally, of course, but there's certainly thousands of places that you can go and get yogurt.
Sure.
What's up with pinkberries? Why is that the only one that counts?
Yeah, we have two questions. Why the cult? And the second question is, why the cult?
As I found out, because I haven't actually had any yet, but there's only two flavors.
Two flavors. There's vanilla
regular
and green tea.
Yeah, and green tea, right.
There's not even vanilla, sorry.
This is regular.
Regular and green tea.
And fruit toppings. How is that magical?
I don't know. But at least they make up for it by charging like $10 for a couple of scoops.
A large with fruit is $9 and something.
What the hell?
That's so expensive.
You would think they're doing everything they can. You can't pigeonhole what it is.
Right.
It's not yogurt or ice cream or anything else you've heard of. It costs a tremendous amount of money, and yet there's lines out the door in every store.
And there's no parking available. You have to essentially, you know, park in a residential neighborhood and walk 10 blocks to get to one, or just double park and risk a ticket. So it's not convenient to go to. It's expensive. It's a limited menu, and you don't know what's in it. All of that is the secret to success, apparently.
By the way, you get regular or you get green tea, and you can't get a drink like even water. They don't serve water.
Really?
No.
Psycho Mike, Lisa's got one in her neighborhood. You've got one. How close to where you guys live?
I live right down the street. I mean, maybe 100 yards from a pinkberry in Pasadena.
Now, you've had
what's...
it.
Yeah, I've had it.
Man?
It's good. I'm not going to... It's good, but it certainly isn't good enough to deserve all this attention and hoopla.
$10 buy it and people laugh around the line?
It is far inferior to a kick-ass milkshake or some good Cold Stone or something like that.
There's nothing far better than a shake. But go ahead.
Right. It's no fat, but it's like 90,000 grams of sugar. It's really not good for you.
Right. But the non-fat is what everybody... I mean, that's what makes everybody crazy.
Listen, people. A can of Coca-Cola has no fat in it. Does not mean it's not good for you or that it's good for you or that it's not fattening.
Right.
Pull your head That's out of your ass.
I have a friend who's a health food nut, and she had a friend, actually, that dropped some on her carpet in her car, and it bleached the carpet. So she called me. She's like, whatever you do, don't go there and eat
the
that.
The pinkberry.
That's what she said.
The regular actually dropped on the carpet and bleached it?
It bleached it. So
wow.
I don't know what's in
dude.
It, but it's a good cleaning solution.
We're going to take some calls on the Cult of Pinkberry at 1-800-520-1067. Psycho Mike also stopped by the Pasadena location and did some interviews in line. Real quick before the break, let's talk to Tiffany. She's down on line 5. She's in Los Feliz. Apparently, she is exactly who we're talking about, somebody who just can't get her Pinkberry on often enough. Hey, Tiff, good morning. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning.
Hi, Tiffany.
What's the deal?
I go to Pinkberry like twice a week. I remember going one time just because I saw it, and I was like, ooh, bright, shiny colors. I'm going to go see what the hell's going on.
Right.
There's always lines.
Right.
So I tried it once, thought, oh, this is kind of pricey. I don't want to do this. Tried it, hooked. It's exactly like cocaine. It doesn't matter how much it costs. You just got to get a fix like twice a week. Sometimes I get it back down to one because I realize I have a problem. They seriously need a 12-step program. They need Pinkberry's Anonymous because it's that bad.
Do you get regular or the only other flavor, green tea?
You know, I actually don't like the green tea. I like the regular. And if you put stuff on it, then it's even better.
Fruit and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. I've always put, like, raspberries and bananas
But they can't come up with something like chocolate or strawberry because, you know, that's just too much work.
You know, maybe it would just mess with the flavor. I kind of like the plain flavor because it's tangy, but you can't exactly put your finger on what it is.
No, it's not crack. Yogurt. It's not yogurt. It's not ice cream.
It doesn't taste like vanilla either, even though it's the regular flavor. It doesn't taste like anything I've ever had before.
It has a very definite yogurt flavor. I mean, it tastes like plain yogurt as far as, I mean, that tanginess mm-hmm. that yogurt has.
But
it definitely
has
that
sweetness.
In it. Yeah, but...
So to answer our question, though, when we point out that it's hard to get to, parking is tough, it's expensive, there's long lines, limited menu, the reason is it tastes like nothing else that you can buy. And when you're in the mood for that, that's what you crave. That's what you end up having to buy.
Exactly.
Okay.
I personally think there's cocaine in it, too. I mean, come on.
Yeah. There must be.
I think you need to go into a 12-step program.
That's why they won't tell you what's in it.
Thank you, Tiffany. I guess. I mean,
there's something.
Well, obviously there is, but what the hell? How are people so hooked? I mean, Bean mentioned 5 negatives in a row, and people are still like, yep, whatever. Can't park, no problem. Long line,
like
no problem. Expensive, no problem. I'm in.
And any one of those would kill any other business, but for some reason, Pinkberry is not only successful, but it is thriving, and they're open in new locations all the time. All right, we got some interviews from last night from the Pasadena One. We'll take more of your calls to 1-800-520-1067. The Cult of Pinkberry, when we return on K-Rock. So if you live in Southern California and you're nowhere near or never drive by a Pinkberry, it may sound crazy what we're talking about, but we're talking about the kind of place that's sort of like a yogurt shop where there are lines from the minute they open till the minute they close. In fact, they have to cut the line off 15 minutes before this place closes just so they can get out of there on time.
Kind of like Pink's Hot Dogs. You drive by there, there's never not a line.
And Psycho Mike, you live very near to one in Pasadena, and you just had an interesting point, and we're going to take some more phone calls here in a second, that maybe it's just a chick thing. Maybe it's just another lame, bad thing that chicks do.
It is definitely. Listen, I went last night to talk to some people in line and get some interviews, and two dudes in line told me, they're like, I'm here because my girlfriend dragged me here. She loves it, and I had to go. And then last Saturday night, a week ago, I was in Old Town Pasadena with a couple of my buddies, and one of them's like real macho, rugged dude. And he looked at me and he said, is it gay because I like Pinkberry? So, I mean, there's definitely something feminine about it. I mean, I don't know if it's the bright colors or the non-fat deal, but...
Well, I mean, let's face it. Non-fat frozen yogurt is a chick thing because chicks are always looking for something yummy that doesn't have fat in it.
But it's pure sugar, so that doesn't
matter.
We don't care. Okay, you don't
it's care. It's the fat.
All right. Good
That's
logic.
All we care
good
about.
Logic. No,
I'm
that
just
makes sense.
Telling you.
Okay, good.
Let's talk to Jim in Stanton. He's got a girlfriend who makes him go all the time. Jim, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. How has Pinkberry ruined your life?
Well, my girlfriend, she'll call me up, and she'll be like, hey, I'm not feeling too good. Can you stop by Pinkberry for me? I live out in Orange County. She is in downtown Long Beach. So
oh.
Yeah, I drive all the way down the 22, and I drive through downtown Long Beach. And anybody who does that knows 7th Street's a mess all the time.
Yep.
Like, I drive all the way down there. And then, and it's like $6 for, like, this one. And the way they do it is you have to get a medium with 3 of them to get this special deal.
Yeah.
And so that's just stupid. And she gets to, like, Fruity Pebbles, which I got in my kitchen, and some bananas, you know, and it's on yogurt. And it, I think it is just frozen yogurt, like plain yogurt. They go to Yoplait and just put it in the machine and they dump it out.
But apparently the people who monitor such things say they're not even allowed to call it yogurt because it doesn't have the right amount of live culture or something like that. There's something specific you have to have to be yogurt, and this doesn't have it.
Well, you know, I do have another angle for you also. This used to be called Red Mango when it was initially formed in South Korea.
Right.
So, yeah, so, you know, going back on the old Kevin and Bean theme, never trust the yellow man.
No, that's a good point. That's an excellent point right there.
Don't trust the yellow man!
Thank you for the call.
And Red Mango is going to be opening here, or is opened now, right? I mean, that's what's coming next, is to take on Pinkberry, is the Red Mango itself is going to be here.
Ah, battle.
But it's the same thing, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
So, you got a problem with
red
that?
Red versus pink.
All right, let's go to April in Corona. Good morning, April. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
the hell is up with the cult of Pinkberry?
You know, I don't know. The first time that I tried it, it was like, okay, but I was in Westwood and I saw a line outside every time that I drove by it, so I had to try it. My boyfriend lives out there. And the first time it was all right, but then I had it again, and I'm hooked. Every time I go see him, we have to get it. And I start at UCLA next month, and I'm, like, terrified of how much money I'm going to spend while I'm living there because it's right
next door. Would you say that it's their massive options, that you have so many options to choose for? Oh, wait, no, there's only two.
Well, how about that it's so affordable then? Maybe that's what it is. It's no, so cheap that that's
no way expensive.
But it's convenient,
easy.
Right? It's
it convenient. Is convenient because there are so many no, you got to drive a long ways out of your way. But there's tons of free parking, right?
No, we usually park pretty far away.
Yeah. That's amazing that a place with that many negatives can have that long of a line.
I know. I really don't understand. But like the girl said earlier, we swear that there's cocaine in it because it's like addicting. I don't know what it is about it, but... It's so good.
All right.
Well, April, I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. Let's go to the tape from last night. Mike stopped by on his way home from the Dodgers game to the people who were lined up at 11 o'clock at night to get into Pinkberry's, and maybe there's some insight from actual customers what's going on.
How long have you been addicted to Pinkberry?
A few months.
What forces you to come back so often?
The fruits and the flavor of it all.
Fruits and the flavor of it all.
Okay.
Well,
can't get
cycle.
That everywhere else.
Regular green tea. Those are the flavors.
Yeah.
So here's the second one.
It's not better than ice cream, but you wait longer for it and you pay more for it. Explain.
We're all going here, and it's colorful.
Colorful.
It's bright inside.
That makes sense.
Okay, good.
Like a mosquito.
That's excellent.
A flame.
It's colorful, so that's why we like it.
Are you a big Pinkberry fan?
No, I just heard it was good for yeast infections.
Do you suffer from yeast infections?
Maybe.
How many people were in line when you did this?
60.
60?
Yeah.
No.
That's worse than In-N-Out.
I tell you, kitchen back area included, the place is 150 square feet.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
White to the white. Pinkberry. Remember Pearl Harbor.
Wow, that's good advice.
What were you going to say, Mike?
I was just going to say, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, how many people in line were just – they had no explanation for why they were there, but this was the third time they came that week.
They just like it, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that one.
Well, Brandon writes in, please read this email in the voice of Charlton Heston. Pinkberry is people. It's people.
That could be.
Maybe that's it.
Is that your Charlton Heston, by the way?
I don't really do voices,
no,
actually.
No, you don't.
All right. Here's another interview by Mike.
Do you find Pinkberry superior to other frozen desserts?
It's not as filling. Like, you don't feel really stuffed and gross after you eat it.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you driven to come try out Pinkberry tonight because you were curious about how it tastes or because it's so popular and it seems like the hip thing to do?
Because it was on the hills, probably. Like, it was on TV, so now everybody wants to try it.
If Lauren Conrad had a big dog Sunday, would you try it out?
So that girl went, put up with the parking, put up with the line, put up with the high prices because it was on the hills.
Yeah. It's communism, I tell you.
How about that? That's a little strange, I got to tell you. You know, I wasn't watching yesterday about the baseball game. I didn't see how the Angels came out going against the Mariners. What happened with that?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't really follow baseball.
Angels, Mariners.
I don't really follow.
You don't. You talk about it every other day about how your Mariners are just about to pass the Angels. So I know they played yesterday. How'd that go?
Hey, are we on the air right now?
Yeah.
Because I can't tell because all of the songs run out, so I never hear the end of one. So I never know when we're actually talking on the radio.
The subject. How did the game go? I can't. I didn't see.
Well, technically, I mean, if you're just going by score, yes. The Angels had more runs than the Mariners did. But I mean, that's. I mean, there are a lot of different ways to evaluate a game beyond just maybe the final score.
Not really. Just final score.
801 KRQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph is here with the showbiz. Good morning, Ralph.
How do we get beaned over sleep? How can we work that magic?
I know, that would be great.
Everyone else occasionally, you know, does us a favor of taking themselves out of the game a little bit so we all get a breather. Bean is here at 3:30 in the morning just pumping garbage into our ears and sending us links and photos and stories. How do we get him to sleep in one day?
He's got a whole group of stuff ready to annoy us with.
How great would it be if he rolled in around 7:30? Oh, overslept. No problem.
That would be nice.
Forgive me for reaching out and trying to be friends. Forgive me for
that. You're not trying to be friends. You're trying to annoy.
If loving you, if loving you is wrong, Ralph, then I don't want to be right. Okay.
Nice.
We're gonna call Kenya and find out what's up with the monkeys because that's gonna be funny coming up. First, here's Showbiz Beat.
NASA.
Yes.
You know the National Aeronautic Space Agency.
NASA. Yes.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
They're Star Wars fans. Can you believe that?
Sure, I guess. Yeah, that's kind of their
bunch
business.
Bunch of nerds pushing buttons, soldering things over there in Pasadena or whatever. You can figure that out. They are going to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Star Wars by launching Luke Skywalker's original lightsaber into space.
What? Really?
Yes.
What's that going to cost?
Well, no, they're going to send him up with the space shuttle Discovery with the crew. The crew's going to carry it with them into space.
And the crew's going to space?
And then what?
Gilligan.
And then what? They're just going to set it loose?
No, I think they're just going to bring it back.
Yeah, just going up into space.
Well, that's just stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Wow.
It gets dumber, though. Chewbacca will officially hand the lightsaber over to NASA's Space Center in Houston.
Come on.
During a ceremony at the Oakland International Airport.
Come on.
Also attending the ceremony.
Bone Thugs in Harmony?
Do not say Boba Fett.
You did not say Boba Fett.
Boba Fett?
Come on. What's happening with NASA?
Where's Mark Hamill? Shouldn't he be involved somehow?
Jango Fett.
I thought NASA was like this super serious.
They have a marketing and publicity arm at NASA because they try to keep the public interested in what they do.
Fired.
Well, I guess that's their attempt is to get coverage of an otherwise routine mission into space.
And various, as of yet, unnamed X-Wing pilots.
Wow.
Good times. Hey, it's Tuesday. That means new DVDs are in stores today. You want to know which ones?
Sure.
Look for yourselves, you lazy bastards. No, I've got a list right here. Blades of Glory.
Yay.
If you haven't seen Blades of Glory... Don't be a douche.
I missed it.
Rent it, buy it, own it. It is one of the funniest movies of the year.
That is
really
funny.
Really funny. Yeah. Year of the Dog, another feature film available today with Molly Shannon from Saturday Night Live. Everyone's lost on me. Why can't we send Bean into space with NASA?
I thought you said it was called the Year of the Dog.
Yeah.
Just made me think of our Korean friends, that's all.
Oh, I see. Heroes, Season 1. Listen, people, if you're not on Heroes on the bandwagon yet, get it now. Catch up, because it starts the end of September, I think. Not much
Don't
time.
Be bad.
Don't be bad. Friday Night Lights, the first season.
Now we're talking.
Another show, if you have not caught up with it, you can do so. Dark Shadows. Remember that show I was telling you about that Johnny Depp's in love with? The soap opera about a vampire?
Yes.
Yeah. The gothic soap opera from the 60s? That's available. You can catch that. The first collection is available today. And also, if you are like me and... are a fan of the Mystery Science Theater TV show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Used to be a show where guys would make fun of movies, really bad movies. They'd get together and mock them on the screen.
Not a big fan of that.
No? I was a big fan. The show's been off the air for some time, but the three guys who used to do that have gotten back together now. They've made a new series of DVDs called The Film Crew, where they take horrible films, and it's them basically doing the same thing, but without the robots and all the other stuff. It's them just busting balls watching movies. It's very funny. So you can check that out as well. The Film Crew is the name of those DVDs. Owen Wilson is pleading for us to leave him alone in this time of crisis. I respectfully ask that the media allow me to receive care and heal in private during this difficult time, he said in a statement released yesterday.
So?
Good point. No. Not going to happen. Sorry. you see the photos yesterday? They posted on TMZ.com of Kate Hudson, Owen's ex-girlfriend, kissing her new boyfriend in the grocery store at the same time he was being rushed to the hospital.
That
puts salt in the wound right
that
there,
can't
doesn't
be
it?
Good.
She's dating Dax Shepard, who used to work with our buddy Ashton Kutcher over there on Punk'd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Before he started doing all our songs for us.
Hey.
Yeah, he does good work.
He does great work. Willa Ford, familiar with her?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Dancing with the Stars contestant and singer, model. She has apparently tied the knot with her longtime boyfriend, pro hockey player Mike Modano. The pair were married Saturday in front of about 75 guests at a private ranch in Athens, Texas. If you want to get married, that's the weird place to do it,
sure.
Athens, Texas. She's playing Anna Nicole Smith, by the way, in a made-for-TV movie.
Oh.
So we'll see her in that soon.
Those hockey players, by the way, get unbelievably hot women.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Inexplicably so.
I think it's just a stuff, you know, a tough, manly sport, maybe.
So's football.
Yeah.
They're kind of cool
and
guys.
Football get the chicks, too.
Yeah, but it seems like an inverse proportion to, like, popularity of hockey versus hot chicks that they get. I know Alyssa Milano was a big hockey groupie there for a while. She's a diabolical.
Yeah. Cuthbert, too. Cuthbert.
Yeah, Lethe Cuthbert.
Yeah, she likes him, too. And, you know, I love it when celebrities use their fame to get back at people who hurt them in the past.
Oh, yeah.
I told you a story yesterday about Matt Damon doing that. Well, Jessica Alba apparently took the opportunity at the Teen Choice Awards to get even with a crush that she had in grade school. She told the crowd that she dedicated her award to a guy named Ross, who has been on her mind for 19 years since she was a pigeon-toed, cross-eyed, buck-toothed youngster. And she said, "Look at me now!" Apparently, Ross didn't pay any attention to her when were in school together.
You got to use what you have, you know?
People Magazine says that she's been bitter since he promised to pick her for baseball. If she gave him a kiss, she kissed him, and she was still chosen last. Strong, Ross. Strong. We salute you, sir.
By the way, like, Ross hasn't suffered enough over the last few years watching Jessica Alba on the TV and in the movies thinking, I could have been with that.
Oh! But apparently back then she was beat up looking.
And it was the 909.
That's true, yeah. Imagine Ross rocking the mullet, passing on Jessica Alba. Today's celebrity birthdays, David Soul played Hutch in Starsky and he is 64 years old today. Daniel Stern, very popular and talented character actor, 50 years old today. Jason Priestley from Beverly Hills 90210 is 38. And Jack Black from Tenacious D and from School of Rock, a bunch of other hilarious films. He is 38 years old today. And Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
You know, we've been talking for quite some time and it feels like not a person is listening to us, but we keep trying to warn you that the monkeys are just about to take over the world.
Many officials are either dead or held hostage. And the main band of rioting apes are at this very moment marching on the city. It's been established that the ape mob is under the command of a supernormally intelligent chimpanzee who has acquired the power of speech.
This will be the end of human civilization, and the world will belong to a planet of apes!
You know what's really weird is that I understand when we see these stories in the news, and we do see them frequently, in India, the monkeys are considered sacred.
Right.
So people can't kill them. They can't, sometimes they'll catch them and move them to another part of the country, try to get them away from the populated areas. But the monkeys cause all kinds of trouble with traffic and getting in people's houses and stuff like that. But I understand, at least for those people, it's a religious thing and that's why. I don't understand why they're overrunning so much of Africa and the people seem to be powerless to do anything against them. Because it's not a deity thing. It seems like there ought to be a way a human should be able to beat a monkey.
Well, yeah, it's just that it's against the law, so they would get in a lot of trouble.
Because they're endangered or something? I mean, what's the...
They're protected somehow by the laws. I don't know.
Because, you know, you look at the news coming out of Africa, it seems like there are as many monkeys as there are people. And then there's another story out of this little village in Kenya right now where the monkeys, who I guess are kind of afraid of the men, so they have taken to attacking the women. Whenever the women are outside, they attack them. And, you know, you can get... First of all, you can get seriously hurt by a monkey. But second of all, these women are being sexually harassed by the monkeys. The monkeys are grabbing their boobs. The monkeys are jumping up and down and squealing and pointing at their crotches. You know, hey, check me out.
This is rude.
That's the part I don't understand. How do monkeys know that that's the private part and that the woman's boobs are the private part? And they start grabbing them and pointing to their junk.
They were watching the men in the village.
What the hell?
That's how they know. That's what the men do.
They're making sexually explicit gestures to the women.
They aren't super strong.
You shouldn't have to worry about monkeys making those kind of gestures at you.
No.
Monkeys grab their breasts, gesture at us while pointing to their private parts. Dude.
Well, monkeys and men are 99% the same DNA, remember? I mean, there's not too much removed. So let's give a call out to Kenya. What city are we going to be calling?
Let's see. Which one are you doing? This one? This one down here. Okay, we are calling the Dove Cage Hotel, and I believe it's in – it doesn't say what city.
In Kenya.
Okay.
In Kenya. The city of Kenya.
The city of Kenya.
Probably Nairobi if it's a hotel. Yeah. I can't imagine. There's got too many around the country. But let's find out what they know about it, what they're doing about it. And by the way, we have an excellent track record of dialing overseas.
Hey, the last time it worked beautifully, we met a new friend in Japan.
Yes.
True.
And everything went well. So I
if this doesn't work in Kenya, we'll call that guy back then.
I expect the same thing here. There it is. All right. Hi, do you speak English, ma'am? Excellent. We're in the United States of America, and we're reading a very troubling news story. Would you mind if we asked you if you know anything about it?
That is not clear. I can't get you.
You can't get me.
Maybe we're speaking too fast for her to understand what we're saying. Ma'am, do you know anything about the monkeys who have been attacking the women of Kenya?
Sorry?
You know about monkeys, right? Monkeys?
The line is not clear.
It's not clear.
Well, maybe we'll try calling another number. We have another number we can call. Thank you very much.
Cancel whatever reservations you have for today. We're out. Thank you. Bye. Okay. That was a different one.
That was a bad echo.
Yeah.
That wasn't her fault. And I don't think it was our fault. I think that was just we were hampered by technology in that particular instance.
It's technology.
I don't know. Well, because of the bad phone line. I don't know what it is about us, Lisa, that we see a story around the world in a place that's impossible to get anyone on the phone to talk to. And we say time and time again, yep, let's call them.
Dude, I'm telling you, the last time with Japan, we were very excited to meet
a
new friend.
That's what happens. We have one success, and that gives us 2 years of courage.
Yeah, it does. We can do it every day, get nothing. Still, we want to keep doing it.
Remember that's Japan. Right. That's what we say.
99 failures in a row, but we still will always have Japan.
Absolutely.
The Intercontinental in Nairobi.
Oh, I feel good about this.
All right.
Kevin, you've been to Kenya. Did you see monkeys when you were there?
A lot.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. And you're literally not supposed to do anything about them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you have to tie up your tent. Hello? Can you hear us?
Hello, is this Kenya?
Is this the Intercontinental Hotel in Kenya?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And
habla inglés?
No, that's Spanish. Do you speak English?
Yes, sir, I'm speaking English, sir.
Excellent. Okay. We're reading in the news here in the United States that you guys are having problems in Nairobi with monkeys that are grabbing women's breasts and then pointing at their junk. Do you know anything about that story?
And does the word junk translate to the limited English knowledge that you have? Good choice. Have you heard anything about the monkeys being a problem with the women in your country, sir?
I'm so sorry, sir. I cannot hear anything you're saying. The line is not clear.
Okay. Monkeys. Are you aware of monkeys?
Sorry?
Monkeys. How about
thumbs up,
them
thumbs down.
How about them monkeys?
I'm sorry, sir. Your line is not clear.
Oh, yeah? Well, your line is not clear. You're like that.
Yeah.
Freaking Africa?
Oh,
I got wow.
Shoot.
All right. Dare we try one more?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I think Lightning put up a guaranteed to work number up on the screen there if you want to dial that one. Let's find out.
I don't really. All right, the Ambassador Hotel now in Nairobi. Give this one last try. How can they not understand?
Lisa, what? Huh?
How can they not understand one word?
I don't know. We can hear him
Hello,
fine, by
Kenya.
The way.
I'm sorry, this is Kenya?
Kenya.
Wow, you answer it with the country name. Fantastic. Hey, it's Kevin and Bean. We're calling from America.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Do you speak?
Dave, it's us. We're in the next room. Play along.
I can't hear you guys. It's the phone line.
Oh, we got the King of Mexico now to play along, and he can't even hear it. Have you heard about the monkeys? They point at their penises and grab them. Oh, for God's sake.
It's no good. I am not watching the new VH1 series called The Pickup Artist, and that's okay because LaQuisha is watching it, and she joins us now on The Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, girlfriend.
How are you not watching this show?
It is spectacular.
I don't have I don't have time for everything, but that's why I'm glad you're here, so I feel like I've seen it, LaQuisha.
If anybody needs the advice of mystery, the world's greatest pickup artist, it's you, Bean.
Good point.
Now, how did this guy get selected and called the world's greatest pickup artist? What's his background, LaQuisha?
First of all, he is mystery, okay?
Right, okay.
Now, he's got that going for him as it is. But he wrote a book called The Game. That was on the bestsellers list, and it was all about teaching losers how to pick up on women and be POAs.
Gotcha.
Pickup artists.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Artists of pickup. Pickup of art. I don't know, something, whatever POA stands for.
P-U-A.
P-U-A. And it is an amazing show because they get 8 guys on this show, many of them just like Bean.
Oh, yeah.
And teach them how to overcome their complete loserness and nerdiness and become master pickup artists. Like Scott, this guy is king of the nerds. And when he gets up in the competition every morning, he's got a ritual.
I got up early again today, like I always do, and started studying. The field has become a great deal more competitive, and I have to continue to push my boundaries and push myself to do things that I wouldn't do otherwise.
Listen, Poindexter, this is not trigonometry. Put down the book and pick up a beer. Relax.
No kidding.
Grow a pair. Be somebody. Well, as it happens on every episode, the guys are living in the house waiting to hear from Mystery when they get the call.
Mystery called us today and said that he has a surprise for us. And knowing Mystery, that could be anything.
It could be anything, but usually it means he's got a new big hat on. Seems like every time Mystery show up, he's got a new giant furry hat of some kind.
He's kind of the Vic the Brick of TV.
He is like that.
Yeah.
He's like if Vic the Brick and Tommy Lee had a child, they would look like Mystery. And showing up, Mystery shows up in a giant fur top hat.
Sure.
With like aviator goggles on, because that's how he dressed, like he's from the future or something. And he says that the guys have to learn some very special training today.
You might soon find yourself in a position to kiss a beautiful woman. When that moment of truth comes, you're going to want to be prepared. I have a treat. Come with me.
Mystery's gonna start kissing all the guys.
Wow, I'm gonna kiss you and you're gonna know what it's like.
But instead, he brought in 2 girls to teach the nerdlingers how to kiss.
Oh, those guys must have just been crazy excited.
You have no idea.
It's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
2 women kissing on each other to teach them how to kiss.
Oh, they wouldn't kiss the guys?
No.
Oh, well, they're nerds.
They're nerds. Lisa, these girls are hot. The girls are kissing each other, showing them how you should kiss.
That's good times.
And it was like nerd soft porn, I tell you. These guys, there were more pup tents in that room than in a Boy Scout jamboree.
And with every woman this works, gentlemen, is do a C across her face and just slightly brush the hair off her face. Maybe you can end with touching her lips softly. And you can go in closely. Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I'm not sure I got that. Can you do it again?
I like the porn music in the background myself. Well, coming up next, they have another practice they have to do, a little a skill game where they have to kiss a peach.
Kiss a peach?
All the guys got to grab a peach and start making out with it to show how their kissing technique goes. And this is where Mystery and his girls, they get pretty stupid.
Kiss it like you would kiss a person. Listen to what the peach is saying.
The peach is saying, I am produce. I don't talk.
You should be kissing a human.
Well, then they have a challenge. Mystery says he's got a reward for somebody who can win the challenge.
Okay.
And the challenge is each of the guys has to kiss one of the girls blindfolded, and she will say who the best kisser is.
Okay.
And here's what they win.
You are playing for this in your ear. Me, right in your ear.
Wait a minute. What are you going to put in the ear?
What the hell?
Zip your pants back up, mister.
No, no. It sounds like maybe it's just a speaker or something so that he can talk to the guy and help him in his ear. I think that's all it is, LaQuisha.
Yeah, it turns out it's a little transistorized speaker that goes in your ear, and when they go out in the field, he's going to be telling you what to say to women as you meet them. So they start the kissing competition, and Scott, our boy who studies every morning,
right,
for some reason doesn't feel prepared for this.
When I walked in the room and saw Tara there with the blindfold, I felt very nervous.
I was nervous.
I was nervous.
All right, Rodney on the rock.
How's a girl?
Then one guy who doesn't have problems with confidence is Cosmo. Cosmo is the only Latino in the group, in the house.
Sure.
And he thinks because of his cultural background, he's got this one won.
Yes! This is what I'm good at! I love it! Because, you know, Latinos, we're born out of the womb, out of, like, you know, right when we're, like, zero, we know how to make out. It's just in a culture. Latinos know how to make out.
In case you missed it, Cosmo said, right out of the womb, they know how to kiss.
Right out of the womb.
I noticed that. What's up with that?
Right out of the womb. Well, Cosmo happens to be right. He won the competition.
I get to have mystery inside my brain when I'm talking to a girl. I'm going to have a little earpiece, and it's going to be money.
Yeah, it's going to be money.
Yeah.
Just like it's 1985 again.
These guys are all completely convinced that this dude, mystery, knows everything about it?
They think he's money.
Wow.
You're so money, you don't even know how money you are. You're money. Well, they go out, and they got to try out their newfound skills in what Mystery calls the field test.
Tonight's field test will likely be one of the most challenging for our students. The objective is to kiss a woman.
Challenging? Try impossible.
Yeah, no kidding.
Look at these losers. Well, Cosmo's the one who's got Mystery in his ear, and the things he tells Cosmo to say out there in the real world are pretty spectacular.
Did you see the fight?
See the fight that happened outside about half an hour ago?
Thank you. Perfect. See, now he looks money.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, now we know where to get the money thing from.
Wait a minute. He looks money because he asked her if she saw a fight outside?
Yeah. That works.
It works.
Apparently.
Because
women like fights?
Okay.
Anyway, it worked with him. He actually made out with that girl with that fight opening line, believe
really?
It or not.
No kidding.
That's amazing.
He won the competition, which means he is protected from elimination that night. And then at the end of the game, we find out which one of the nerds is going home. And what a surprise. It's Scott, the guy who's been studying every morning,
sure,
but is nervous when it comes to kissing a real live woman.
Sure.
Scott, I'm sorry. Your new life is still just beginning. But for here and now, it's game over.
Game over.
Game over.
Game over, money. You're not money. You are out of money. With your game is over. Yeah. I'm just watching to see what hat he wears now. I just want to see how many different hats Mystery can put on. It's a good time.
It sounds like quite a show. Is it a half hour or an hour, LaQuisha?
Oh, no, it's an hour.
An hour.
Yeah, I left out some of the more interesting things that Mystery had to say about how to touch a girl, and he's got a code name for everything. You have to wait till she gives you the IOI, indicator of interest.
Oh, dear God.
You don't want an IOD, an indicator of disinterest. He's got a code name for everything. It's like a big military operation just trying to get your hand down a girl's panties.
LaQuisha, as a woman, I don't know how far removed you are from the dating scene. Is any of his advice something that would work on a woman, or is he just full of crap all around?
No, a man comes up to me and says, you missed a fight. I get all tingly down in my nether region.
Okay. All right, then.
Sure you do. Thank you, LaQuisha.
Mystery, he knows what he's saying.
Yes, he does.
Bye now.
See you next.
Let's take a look at the K-Rock email bag. You can write to any of us. Website addresses are up at krock.com. It's Kevin at krock.com or Bean at krock.com. Lisa, Psycho Mike, Lightning Ralph, whoever you're trying to get in touch with, and we do the best we can to answer you if we can and read a bunch of them on the air. Here's one from Abby, who writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, I should make a vow to just never turn on the radio on Sunday night so I could save myself from hearing any more of Rodney's show. Why, oh why, this week did I have to hear Rodney Bingenheimer's quote-unquote classic interview with Sid Vicious? It was so painfully uncomfortable to listen to, and yet I kept on listening. I couldn't stop myself. Come on, guys. If you can convince Los Angeles to give Rodney a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, surely you can convince K-Rock to free up that Sunday night slot. I'm just saying.
You don't think we've tried?
Yeah,
what's
no one
got,
is.
Like 2 hours?
Poor guy. Got 3 hours from like midnight to 3 a.m. on Sunday night, Monday morning.
They're doing the best they can to bury him while he's still alive. Just let the guy just hang on to what little he's got left,
exactly.
All right?
Dear Kevin Abina, night for booze at the UFC fight Saturday. You guys totally missed a great event to exercise the Kevin Abina boo. As you know, some of the sporting events, the camera pans out to the celebrities that are in attendance to show the popularity of the event. I was watching this Saturday night. I did notice. The night started when the camera was on Keanu Reeves, and everybody booed.
Really?
The next camera shot came was Kobe Bryant. They thought that was awesome. A thought of the night couldn't get better, but it did. 20-something thousand screaming fans were screaming when the camera went on Chris Angel.
Wow.
In the audience at the UFC.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag. The douchiest of all.
Yeah, and he stood up and he put his hands out to the crowd like, come on, people! And they were like, boo!
Well, he used to watch the UFC before his dad died. Come on, you know that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about sex injuries, and our old friend Dr. Mo weighs in with this one. How about the guy I had to treat who used an all-over gel as a masturbatory lubricant? Yep, it was an all-over hair straightening gel with lye in it, resulting in third-degree chemical burns, which required peeling his skin off in layers while in the burn unit. The guy you talked to who had to get sutures has nothing on this dude, Dr. Mo. Dr. Mo does have the best job. He
yes,
sees
he
it
does.
All, doesn't he?
Dear Kevin Abina, I'm listening to the podcast because I can't hear your station in my place of work, by the way, which is true of about half the places in Southern California. And I have to ask, is Doto retarded? Or is he distantly related to Nick the Homo Licker, the window licker, Vincent Flores? He may lick homos, too. I'm not sure. But
I don't think we know if he's retarded, but the boy definitely ain't right. We do know that.
Kevin Bean, this one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
Retarded.
Don't take this the wrong way, but are you dim?
Dear Kevin Bean, heard you talking about Pinkberries this morning. Why you got to be putting down on the Asians? I mean, come on. McDonald's has been putting out nasty mystery meat all the time. Pinkberries is just the McDonald's for Asians. It's our slice of the American dream. Think about it. Think about brands like Gucci or Prada, whatever. When it comes down to it, a handbag is just a handbag. What difference does it make if some people are willing to shell out more for something they like? Sincerely, a faithful listener.
How dare you compare it to McDonald's? McDonald's is maybe the best restaurant on the planet. Right? Who's with me?
Sure.
Hey, Kevin, Richard Lopez says, did you notice that the video from Miss Teen USA, how hard Mario Lopez was trying not to laugh at the stupidity of this girl? That's why I say they never ask us to host something like that, because we would say, what are you talking about?
That made no sense.
Here's the clip.
We begin with South Carolina.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Thank you very much.
Don't take this the wrong way, but are you dim?
And we get a tremendous amount of email about the new song, Lean Like a Homo. Mm-hmm. People want to hear it. It is up at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, streaming. You can hear it. We can't put it for download because of whatever.
Although there are many programs that will allow you to do that.
Here's the song that everybody's requesting.
All the homos know what I mean. Baby, let me show you how I lean.
Like a homo.
Tie the straps on my assless chaps. Everybody, let's dance.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks up. Spread them wide.
I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks up. Spread them wide.
I got the lube. I got the poppers. Let me see what's inside those boxers. Young studs all in the disco. West Hollywood, San Francisco. I love show tunes. I love clothes. Bar she blows. tight jeans and a V-neck sweater. When it comes to sausage, I'm a go-getter. Big boys all stop and stare at my real tight buns and my frosted hair. If I want a bone, that bone will get buried. I'll move to Canada if I want to get married. I don't care about those boobs and bikinis. I'd rather look at Zac Efron's weenie. That's how we live, party and play, every single day for the gay. I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide, ass cheeks up, spread them wide.
I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide, ass cheeks up, spread them wide.
Just lean like a homo.
Spread them wide, ass cheeks up, spread them wide.
I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide, ass cheeks up, spread them wide.
What is wrong with you? What's wrong with all of you?
KRQ FM passing to Los Angeles. In fact, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, it's been confirmed from the TV show Extra, one of those tabloid TV shows, that Owen Wilson's suicide attempt is no longer a rumor.
Oh, man.
They obtained the calls for service report from the Santa Monica Police Department, which lists the reasons for 911 calls when they come in.
Right.
And the call from Owen Wilson's house is listed on the report as attempted suicide.
Wow.
Call was received on Sunday, August the 26th at 12.08 p.m., and the incident was cleared, meaning they passed it on to professionals to deal with almost 5 hours later, around 5 o'clock. So.
That's too bad.
Who called, Ralph? Does it say?
Does not say. All the reports so far has just been a family member, so we're not sure if that's one of his brothers or someone else in the Wilson family, but it looks like it's the real deal. Mm. Speaking of which, Owen himself released a statement yesterday saying, "I respectfully ask that the media allow me to care and heal in private during this difficult time."
So?
I don't
Mr.
Think,
Vice President.
I don't think that's going to happen. Right. However, we may know the reason. A lot of people were speculating that it was because of his ended relationship with actress Kate Hudson.
Right.
Who was seen just hours before his suicide attempt kissing Dax Shepard, her new boyfriend, at a supermarket. TMZ had those pictures, but another newspaper, the National Ledger, has another possible answer. It was bad astrology.
No way.
Yeah. Apparently, Wilson's chart was made more complex by the addition of three planets in Libra. Many of them the sign of the relationship planets, Mars, Uranus, and Jupiter.
It's not Uranus, it's Uranus.
Partnerships are very important to him, so this could be the reason. It might be in the stars.
Is he one of those guys that looks at that all the time, do we know?
No, but the National Ledger apparently is.
Oh, my God.
How about that Pluto?
Not a planet?
Nope.
Not a planet at all.
Pluto never caused anyone to try to commit suicide, I'll tell you that. Those other planets you mentioned are guilty as far as I'm concerned.
Because it's not a planet. It doesn't have any weight.
Right. The other planets are planets.
That's right. They've got some impact on people. Pluto's just a rock out there in space. No one cares about it.
Cold, icy, insignificant rock.
Yes. Britney Spears is being investigated for possible child abuse.
What? Again?
Seems appropriate.
TMZ.com said there was an unscheduled court hearing yesterday featuring her lawyer, KFED's attorney, a lawyer from the L.A. County Council, which is assigned to the pendency court.
Right.
And the L.A. County Department of Children and Family Services is conducting an active investigation. No word on the specific allegations. However, a source says it involves the eating and sleeping conditions for the children, and dental hygiene for the kids.
That's what we heard, is that she was feeding them, you know, soda in the bottles. She wanted to get their teeth whitened, that whole deal.
Yeah. But here's the thing that Brittany has to remember. Those teeth fall out.
Right.
Yeah. No, let them go.
No, yeah. It's no, you have to worry about those teeth.
Well,
no
but
damage
you know,
there. Just let them rot.
I think they're a sign of how
new
they're
ones
being
come
treated.
Right in, they get replaced.
No, but I think it's a sign of what they're eating and how they're being treated.
Dude. You know how much money you can get if you lose all your baby teeth at once from the tooth fairy? $5.
Maybe that's what she's working on.
She's trying to raise a little cash.
Yeah.
I do have a statement, Ralph. The KROQ microphones were there for the statement from Britney's attorney defending her, if you'd like to hear some of that.
Sure.
Dog fighting is a terrible thing, and I didn't reject it.
Well.
Wow.
Okay.
Relevant.
I didn't know dog fighting had anything to do with it, but okay. That's what he said.
Her voice has changed. Jessica Simpson can't get away from the rumors that she's a diva.
Well, stop being a diva.
New York Daily News reports that she was supposed to appear at a scheduled interview with Lara Spencer of The Insider.
Boobs.
Lara. For a one-on-one interview to address the stories coming out that she is unprofessional, chronically late on the set of her new movie, Major Movie Star, where she plays a movie star who goes into the Army.
Yeah.
And she's acting like a real diva. Unfortunately, Jessica's plan didn't work because
Lara
was in Louisiana for the interview, ready to talk at 10 a.m., Jessica didn't show up until 9 p.m.
Are you kidding me?
11 hours late.
for the meeting where she was supposed to prove that she's not a diva.
Exactly. And not chronically late.
Wow.
Her people say it was just a miscommunication.
Sure.
That's she was actually an hour early.
That's right. Right. But they do a lot of interviews at 10 p.m., sure. apparently. That's a popular time for people to make television.
Wow.
Lindsay Lohan may have a rehab boyfriend.
Oh, good.
According to CelebrityNewsGossip.com, she is currently at the Cirque Lodge rehab facility in Utah, and they claim that she's got another man on the inside. She had one in the last joint she was in,
yep.
remember?
Yeah.
And as we were talking about earlier with Psycho Mike, who's in recovery, they frown on that.
Yeah, it's not
when you're in recovery. They don't suggest that you enter into new relationships. However, Lindsay disregarded that advice and, according to the story, was discovered getting busy with the man in a restroom at the Cirque Lodge.
Dude.
Look, if you're going to do it, then at least she did it in a classy way.
In a bathroom.
Right. She was banging a guy in the bathroom.
Right, sure.
Which, you know,
but
I'm a big
Lindsay
fan
has been through rehab before, and she does a lot of things that they frown on, like drinking and doing drugs.
Doing whippets.
Yeah.
That's true. ABC has announced the brand new cast. Well, actually, they haven't announced it yet. They're going to announce it tomorrow morning on Good Morning America. But the cast list has been leaked for ABC's Dancing with the Stars, the next edition.
Excellent.
Here are your dancers. You ready?
Sure. Yep.
Aaron Carter.
Oh.
Nick Carter's little brother.
Is he one of the boy band guys?
Nick Carter was a boy bander. I think this kid just had
his
own
brother.
Solo career.
Okay.
Yeah. Wayne Newton, Mr. Las Vegas.
Hate that guy.
How do you hate Wayne
Newton?
Why
do you hate Wayne Newton?
How can you hate Wayne?
I don't know. I just hate him.
Hate him.
The guy has dedicated his life to supporting the military, by the way. He spends 90% of his time working for the troops.
I didn't know that. That's good.
Still hate him?
I hate the other 10%.
Have you ever seen him?
No, God, no.
Well, he's
great
phenomenal.
All-time Vegas performer.
He's
phenomenal.
No.
Danke schön, darling, danke schön.
It's not fair to judge Wayne Newton's career by that song because he was like 14 when he made it. I mean, his voice did change, and he does sing like a regular person now.
I don't like his voice at all. You know the vibrato? It's like 100 times as much as most people's vibrato. And I hate the other 10% that doesn't help the troops. I'm allowed to hate him.
Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
Dumb.
You know how much food he gets?
Hate.
Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, will be dancing with the stars.
Also hate.
Jane Seymour, do you hate her?
No.
Jane Laidlaw, Frontier Nurse, do you hate her?
No.
Oh. Tori Spelling from 90210.
Gap.
Hate her cleavage.
Jenny Garth, her co-star of 90210, also on the list.
She's fine.
Rabbit face.
Floyd Mayweather Jr.
You are
middleweight
kidding.
Boxer.
That is crazy.
What the hell's he doing?
I don't know.
He's got all the money in the world.
He's going to
dance
it rain.
And throw money around
yeah.
later? Mia Peoples yeah. from Fame and Walker, Texas Ranger.
Mia Peoples?
Nia Peoples.
Nia Peoples. I can't picture her.
North Shore.
Kevin, if this will help you picture her, you watched her change clothes in front of you in a radio studio one time.
You'd think I'd remember that.
Well, this yeah. is like a great game show.
I did.
We keep giving Kevin clues Wait about his own life until he remembers
Wait
something.
A minute. I watched her change clothes.
She was in some girl group or something that came in that you were interviewing in Phoenix, and she decided she had to go to some event afterwards. She changed clothes right there in the studio, and you told that story for many years afterwards about how you were standing there, and she just whipped off her top in front of you and didn't think anything of it.
Not a single Nia memory
Peoples.
Of that.
Nothing's, yeah. nothing's ringing
that's
a bell,
really
huh?
hurting me now, because that's the
that
kind
was
of
you.
Thing. That's the kind of thing that's burned into my mind usually.
She's like
that's
a
not the only thing I know her from.
Polynesian looking broad. She's really hot.
All right, I mean.
Yeah, she's pretty, yeah.
Richard Quest from CNN.
Don't know him.
Gisele Bündchen, is that ring
oh,
a bell?
Oh, yes. On board.
Helio Castroneves, the Formula One driver.
Yes.
Yes.
Sabrina Bryan from Cheetah Girls on the Disney Channel. Your girls watch the Cheetah Girls?
They do. I wouldn't know which one it
she's
is.
She's one of them.
Yeah.
And the best one of all, the one I think Psycho Mike are most excited about, Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, will also be dancing with the stars.
Is he going to be giant and green when he dances, or
I
just
don't
the regular?
So. I think he'll be regular, but I just want to hear him interviewed afterwards.
Me too.
That was really good to do the tango, and then I look forward to getting the votes for the people to see what we're going to be doing next.
He's like a retarded Arnold.
Well, he's deaf. That's the reason he talks that way.
Oh. He's not retarded.
Not himself. So much. Yeah, he's got a handicap.
Kevin, do you know anything about no. any Anybody? Of the people Ralph is talking about?
I'm in a bit of a fog today.
Got to get you a TV or something.
Nothing in my house works, dude. I don't have TV. I don't have internet. I've got nothing.
Well, you don't have to not have TV this week to know that Lou Ferrigno is deaf. And you call him retarded.
I don't know. He's deaf. Although, I think you did say that yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Keanu Reeves has got a new movie. They are remaking the classic 1951 science fiction movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah, I hate to see him get any work, but particularly remaking one of my favorite movies of all time.
Remember Klaatu Barada Nictu?
Sure.
No. With the big, the alien with the giant metal robot.
Don't look at Kevin. Kevin doesn't know this one.
Who am I talking to? I have no idea. You know what's really funny is to watch Ralph, because he always has a glimmer of hope in his eyes that something he says is going to make some kind of sense to me.
Yeah.
Endlessly hopeless about that.
I know. I'm an idiot.
Sorry.
Hope springs eternal, but I'm the idiot who keeps expecting a different result from the same experiment. That's the definition of insanity.
It is, yeah.
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Yeah.
This is a classic 50 sci-fi movie, Kevin, where the aliens send down a robot to force Earth to make peace, or they're going to destroy the world. If you people don't stop having wars, we are going to blow the whole planet up.
Kill you all. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a cool movie.
No. Same premise as George Bush's foreign policy, basically. Today's celebrity birthday is David Soul Hutch from Starsky and Hutch. He is 64 years old today. Jack Black in Tenacious D and many funny motion pictures is 38, as is Jason Priestley, Beverly Hills 90210 star. And Daniel Stern, talented actor. He is 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Kind of need some help from Psycho Mike. You know, the beautiful thing about this show, without how many people we have working on the show, is there's always somebody who's an expert in some field.
Right.
You know,
sure.
If something comes up, we can go, oh, that's an Alex question. Oh, Kevin knows about that. Oh, that's a Ralph thing. Well, this is Psycho Mike's area, and this is why I need his expertise on this. The story is, and it just broke yesterday, although it happened back in June, that U.S. Senator Larry Craig, who is a Republican up in Idaho, was arrested at the airport in Minneapolis by a plainclothes police officer who was investigating complaints of lewd conduct in a men's restroom at the airport. Okay? He was arrested at the airport on June 11th, according to Roll Call, a Capitol Hill newspaper. And here's where I need your help, Mike, and tell me if this is how it goes in the men's room when you're out cruising. According to police reports, Craig kept watching the undercover police officer through a crack in the bathroom stall. Is that what you do? Is you cruise to see who else is in the restroom before you decide what you're going to do?
Perusing for sausage, exactly.
Okay. Craig then entered the next door stall and placed his luggage against the opening under the stall door. My experience has shown that individuals engaging in lewd conduct use their bags to block the view from the front of the stall, said the undercover arresting officer, Sergeant Dave Karsnia. Tell me about that.
You're not an exhibitionist. You just want to get some love in, so you need to place the partition of your luggage against
the crack.
So
you block it right there, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
The report continued. At 12:16 hours, Representative Craig tapped his right foot. I recognize this as a signal used by persons wishing to engage in lewd conduct. What is that about? What kind of a secret handshake do you have that indicates to the person in the next stall that you haven't said a word to that, hey, I'm open for business?
Look, when you're a member of an exclusive club, you have your own, you know, unspoken codes. And this is like Homo Morse code.
So tapping your toe three times means I'm ready?
It's not just three times. It's a certain cadence that is involved. And like I said,
Morse code for gay?
I'm going to try to explain it to you, but if I were to do it, you would be forced to shatter my butt hymen, and I don't want that.
No one wants to.
Oh.
I wish you wouldn't talk.
By the way, butt hymen played out.
Butt hymen's my attorney.
In other words, if you reveal the secrets of what's going on in men's restrooms all over Southern California, the pink mafia comes after you? Is that what happens here?
Exactly. I mean, look, when you get a 10-run lead in a baseball game, you stop stealing and bunting. There's just certain things in every little club, every group of people. You know and you understand. And if you're not a part of it, you wouldn't get it, man. You wouldn't get it.
Tap your toes.
Okay, so I recognize this as a signal used by persons wishing to engage in lewd conduct. And by the way, we brought this point up earlier. What the heck is a police officer doing hanging out in an airport restroom trying to set up a sting for something like this? There must be something more effective, I don't know, at an airport that a police officer can be doing, right? All right. Representative Craig tapped his toes several times and moved his foot closer to my foot. The presence of others did not seem to deter Craig as he moved his right foot so that it touched the side of my left foot, which was within the stall area. So that is just like animals kind of sniffing each other a little bit, kind of circling one another, getting the feel of the room. Is that what's going on there?
Exactly right. It's exactly
Mike, I think we need to go to a bathroom someplace like in a mall and just have you try all these and see if you get some interest.
All right.
All right.
The report said that Craig swiped his hand beneath the stall divider several times, and at that time, undercover police officer Carsdia showed his police identification under the stall, which cannot be the result that the representative was hoping for.
Now, when you swipe your hand, are you hoping that something will be there for you to grab?
Exactly.
But
hoping there's a little bubble gum in return. You know what I'm saying?
Can they prove that that's somehow against the law or something? I mean, I don't understand. He just put his foot over and he put his hand under. That's not exactly gay sex.
I think he crossed the line when he brought out the drill and drilled a hole through the side and wrote glory hole on top.
He did plead guilty.
He did.
Yes.
He says he did it because he says he now regrets pleading guilty, but that it was all a misunderstanding. He just wanted it to go away. And I guess it would have unless the story had been picked up by this congressional newspaper roll call. Roll call said that a Craig spokesperson said the incident is a misunderstanding. Craig denied any lewd intentions and told police that he has a wide stance in the bathroom and was reaching down to pick up a piece of paper from the floor.
He has a wide stance.
What is that about?
It's got to be something that won't come out.
Hey.
No, I'm just saying.
How what? You are in bathrooms. Your foot is never going to touch another guy's foot in the next stall. It's
oh, that's what he's saying. Okay.
Happen. Of course not.
I didn't mean to put my foot over there in the other stall. It's just that I've got a wide stance.
You keep a 6-foot barrier between you and the next stall.
Unless he weighs 400 pounds. And that's
he does
what
not.
He's
I've seen his picture.
No, he's svelte. He's svelte.
Yeah.
Wow. This, by the way, latest in a long, long line of Republicans who voted against every piece of pro-gay legislation that could have possibly been put in front of him as a member of the House representing the state of Idaho. Again, he says that he was reaching down to pick up a piece of paper from the floor. On the police report, however, quote, it should be noted that there was not a piece of paper on the floor, nor did Craig pick up a piece of paper. So, I don't know. We don't have time right now. We're running desperately late. But at some point, it might be fun to have Mike and his gay friends maybe peel back the curtain a little bit on how this works in terms of what the signals are, how you can tell who's there for what and how to make it happen. Because that's fascinating to me.
The foot gesture's common. It's the Fandango foot flap here in the West Coast.
That's
and
what
often
they call
known
it?
As just the triple tap east of the Mississippi.
Okay.
And, I can't fault the guy. Every once in a while, you're getting ready to catch a flight out of LAX and you're like, sausage would go down real easy right now.
No.
Yeah, it would. Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike has done the research. Thank you for that.
He's the guy.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
How about this for a hot ticket for getting on the air with us here this morning? A pair of tickets for the USC football season opener as the Trojans take on Idaho this Saturday at the Los Angeles Coliseum. Plus, we're going to give you some passes to the exclusive K-Rock tailgate party, which happens before the game.
Fight on!
If you're a fan of Idaho, by the way, apparently according to the news today, you go into a men's room stall in an airport and just tap your feet 3 times. That's how apparently they do it in Idaho, I guess.
Let's talk about probably the most important story of the day, and we'll begin with Dave in Long Beach. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Nope, got plenty of time.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of time.
He's
thank you for listening
caller.
To the show.
Go ahead,
I know,
Dave.
But we're running very late.
Sorry, Dave. There's some interference on this end. What were you saying?
Go ahead, Dave.
Sorry about that. I was trying to get a sports report from Bean regarding the Mariners and Angels. I totally missed the game last night, and just curious how it went.
Yeah, I did too. What happened?
For those of you that missed this, the Angels and the Mariners are kind of fighting for first place. They're really, really close, and they played last night. Bean, what happened in that game?
Well, I don't really follow baseball, so I'm really the wrong guy to go to. But the Mariners probably won because they're the better team and they usually win.
But let's say that they didn't.
Oh, yeah. And let's just say that Anderson had 3 RBIs and a home run.
Booyakaw!
Yeah. For some reason, John Lackey has the Mariners' number. He has pitched 24 consecutive scoreless innings against Seattle. So last night was another 9. So,
And what about a big Weaver going to take them out again? Man, it ain't looking good for you. It ain't looking good.
Yeah.
We'll find out. See, for people who don't follow baseball, the Angels have the second best record in all of baseball. The Mariners have the third best record in all of baseball. They've been neck and neck for months trying to claw their way to the top of the American League West. And this is a very, very crucial series, and I was very depressed
last
night.
And since the Angels are clearly dominating Seattle, I suggest you shut the F up about the Mariners.
Yeah. We'll see. There's still 5 weeks to go in the season. You know, you can easily
still
make up 3
5
games.
Weeks?
Bean must be exhausted. He watched baseball last night.
And then this morning, he set his alarm extra early so he could get up to watch the lunar eclipse, Kevin.
He did?
Okay. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Set his alarm to see the eclipse.
Are you kidding?
I wish I
what
was.
What time did you set your alarm today?
3.
To get up and see it?
It happens like once every, 10 years or something like that. It was a beautiful, clear night and a full, total eclipse of the moon. That's worth spending a couple of minutes to get up and see.
I did the opposite because he got up early. I set mine for like 6.
Right. You wanted to see the setting of the sun. That's what you wanted to get up for.
All right. Let's say good morning to Jeff in Downey. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Jeff?
All right. So I had a little threesome about a few weeks ago, but I got this problem because I'm having a little guilt because it was with my best friend's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
And my ex-girlfriend's best friend.
Hamana, hamana, hamana.
But wait a minute. Now, who are you feeling guilty about? Your ex-girlfriend or your best friend?
Mostly my best friend.
Yeah, but you guys aren't supposed to do that,
no,
right?
No, but wait a minute. It was his ex-girlfriend, his best friend's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, but usually they're off permission. Limits.
Even if they're his ex?
Yeah.
You don't
go to any guy that your buddy, your bro has been there before. Because you have residual feelings. It makes weirdness.
But you say then threesome.
The threesome trumps all rules.
It trumps.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you get? You did
all
the right thing.
You're cool.
Am I good?
Yeah, you're off the hook.
You're
absolutely.
Good. You're good.
Awesome.
If it had just been a one-on-one thing, that would have been out of line.
That would have been bad.
That would not have been
I was in this. I was in my relationship with my girlfriend for like 3.5 years. So
right.
Yeah, whatever.
That's irrelevant.
Whatever
you guys
with her.
Broke up.
We're talking about friends.
That's true. That's
threesome
true.
Trumps. So you win.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
What about Stephen Downey on line one? Which, if this pans out the way it looks like it's going to, could be the best call of the year.
All right. Steve, good morning.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Steve?
Hey, boo.
Hi.
All right. So I get a call late Saturday night, and I get to this place in Long Beach, and they're having this big party, right? And to my knowledge, there's a passed out drunk midget that locked him in a doghouse with a Bella. And supposedly no one for some reason would be able to find the key.
Wait a minute. A midget was locked in a doghouse.
I guess he was drunk and some of his friends, thought it'd be funny to, unfortunately he didn't know that anything happened.
I got news for you. That is funny.
Are you sure that you just didn't hear this in Trapped in the Closet chapter 24? Are you sure this happened in real life?
No, it was still legit. It was funny, dude. I took a picture on my cell phone.
Hey, listen, dude, I'll get you out in a minute. Let me take a picture.
Was it a doghouse or a dog glue?
Yeah.
Ooh, good point.
It was like those little cages that they use, when they go on the airport, I guess.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was a kennel.
Like a travel kennel type of thing.
Yeah. A kennel.
It's pretty small.
I guess somebody
crated the midget.
Convenience.
Listen, if they pass out or if they're drunk or whatever, you don't know what they're going to do. They can go wild like they are, out in the woods.
I know, I wasn't going to charge them, but still, it was late at night.
Sure,
that's a great call.
Try to get a play date out of it,
I was running a midget fighting ring back in the early 90s, and that's what I used to do when they weren't fighting. I would keep them in the kennels, just keep them by the side of the house in the kennels.
But
just spray them with water every once in a while.
The government will actually let you take a deduction on your taxes for that. They want to encourage that.
All right, let's talk, if we have time, let's talk to Eddie real quick. He's in Canoga Park, and he's got an interesting story that I think I missed. I want to hear. Eddie, what it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, I want to see if you guys heard about that councilman in East L.A. that got threatened by the local gang in the newspaper. The East Riverside gang?
It was the oldest and largest, most violent gang in Riverside. They put an ad in the paper that was attacking a public threat against the county district attorney.
Yeah, who was putting an injunction against the gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made a memorial, a garage sale for his memorial.
Yeah.
Dude.
So the
909, man. They live, don't they?
Yes, they rule.
They know how to live. All right, thank you for the call.
Gangs have PR people now, planning news stories for them.
Jeez.
I want to thank our many, many guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show. And, of course, I'm talking about the terrific actor Kevin Bacon back in a new film. First time in a while. This one's called Death Sentence. Looks pretty good. It opens up everywhere on Friday.
Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, apparently Chris Angel wants to join the MMA.
What?
As well he should.
Yes.
Doesn't
the
he
MMA.
Weigh like 120 pounds?
I saw the UFC, I think it was 74 on Saturday, And he was there. He's in the crowd, and they did put the camera on him a couple times, and people booed, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But apparently he was interviewed a little bit later. I didn't see that, but he was saying he wants to be trained, and he wants to get into the ring.
Yeah!
I'm all for it.
I so hope he does.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he does. Tomorrow morning we also have Gerald Polly. He's the reverend speaker that speaks from God. God speaks through him, as well as John Lennon writes songs through his bowling ball of a wife. We're going to talk to him. He wants to be on the Labor Day telethon, have his wife sing.
Well, we do all the booking for Jerry Lewis in the telethon, so he came to the right show.
All right. Intern Beer Mug had to go rescue some friends that were left in Mexico. They went down with some chicks, and the chicks abandoned them. They had no way to get back from Mexico.
This is like Iron.
Yeah!
This is like Iron Eagle.
So we're going to take calls about people who've been left in Mexico. You know there's been plenty of those. We're going to try and talk to a guy who wants to kill Ralph. That'll be fun.
What's that all about, Ralph? What did you do to him?
Apparently, he doesn't like my viewpoint. On
all right. We have some audio of our own Psycho Mike on television.
Oh, he's a talented host. He's a talented young host.
He is good.
He's like a young Ryan Seacrest.
Yes. So we have some highlights of that. We got Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, who will give you all the scoop on everything that's going on in Hollywood. And we have your tickets for K-Rock's L.A. Invasion. It's the only place you can win them here on K-Rock for the rest of the day. We're not doing them this week. So it's just tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Felipe emails, by the way, that he also set his alarm and got up and watched the lunar eclipse this morning. I could swear the moon was on fire. It was good times. Thank you. How about that?
Well, so, he's a fag.
No, come
you two
on.
Should just embrace and have a shower.
But what about Bean?
He's a fag.
Right. If you can step outside in your own home for free and see something that magnificent, why wouldn't you take the opportunity
because
to do that?
Because you want to sleep.
It's like we don't have to get up early enough.
Right.
He's got to get up to look at the freaking moon with a shadow on it. You know, you're not an American Indian at the turn of the century. This isn't a mystical, magical event. It's just a freaking shadow on the moon.
I can picture exactly what it's going to look like from all the pictures that I've seen.
But it was cool, guys.
You're a homo.
All right. Kat Corbett understands me. She's up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including Shadow of the Day, new music from Linkin Park, also the White Stripes. How about some Modest Mouse, Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, and more straight ahead on K-Rock UFM, passing along.